Do you ever scan?
Yeah.
All right. Win.
Like gardens, high walls, and all that sort of thing, which makes up the Garden of France atmosphere. And I told her that I didn't give a damn in plain language in French, you know. I told her, je m'en fous de tout cela, huh? And she was horrified. So the husband came back, and he was a good guy, a Greek, and I liked him. We had a few drinks, and I got to thinking, how the hell could a good Greek like that be living with this dried-up old prune, you know, from France, do you see? And I had sort of a feeling of disgust. And I remembered that a few nights back I had this wonderful session with the Greek poet Sophariades, a sort of jam session. He had all these marvelous jazz records, you see? Louis Armstrong, Count Basie, everyone of any importance. And the whole thing got jumbled in my head. And I suddenly took a riff myself, you see? And I made this, what I call
it. Oh, you look like you could use one.
A passacaglia. That's how it came about. That's about, I think. Something, yeah.
Oh, what pleasure stir and lift inside of.
Everything is scripted.
Oh, what joy. Swirl and expand around us. Yes, it is a pleasure. It is a joy to be here with you this night and these days. A pleasure and a joy to have this opportunity to explore and discover. And then to work with the explorations and discoveries on to work with you.
Each of these entities is neither a whole nor a part, but a whole part, a holon. And the point is, everything is basically a holon of some sort or another. There is a 2,000-year-old philosophical squabble between atomists and holists.
It's Lucan the butler and his brother Sir Bedivere with two bishops with them, and charged them that they might take a treaty for a month's day with Sir Modred, and spare not, proffer him lands and goods as much as ye think best. So then they departed and came to Sir Modred, where he had a grim host of 100,000 men. And there they entreated Sir Modred long time. And at the last Sir Modred was agreed for to have Cornwall and Kent. After all England, after the days of King Arthur. Then were they agreed that Sir Modred should meet betwixt both their hosts, and that each of them should bring 14 persons. And they came with this word unto Arthur. Then said he, I am glad that this is done. And so he went into the field. And when Arthur should depart, he warned all his host that an they see any sword drawn, look ye come on fiercely and slay that traitor Sir Modred, for I in no wise trust him. And likewise Sir Modred warned his host that, and ye see any sword drawn, look that ye come on fiercely, and so slay all that ever before you standeth. For in no wise I will not trust for this treaty, for I know well my father will be avenged on me.
Serious injury to this, Charlie Babbitt? Yeah. Serious injury to this? Yeah. Are you freaking kidding me?
Number 18 in 1988. It's
squeezed and pulled and hurt my neck in 1988.
Squeezed and pulled and hurt your neck in 1988. Dr. Burnish, Charlie Babbitt.
Where are you, son?
It's not important. What matters is who I'm with.
You have to bring him back, Mr. Babbitt. Do you understand me?
It's no problem whatsoever. It'll be $1.5 million. I'm not greedy. I just want my half. Raymond, don't touch that. It's dirty.
I can't do that, Mr. Babbitt. You know I can't. Just bring him back and bring him back now.
My bite's much worse than my bark.
Oh, yes. Pleasures and joys abound.
Pleasure having with us this week.
We have the United States invading various parts of the world, and I think a conclusion we might be able to draw is that this invasion of Iraq is nothing new. And so my question is then, amidst that history, is it not the case that you could have lots of people going out to vote and in fact electing Democrats and electing Republicans at the same time? And so if that's the case, then what do you say about the difference, the distinction between those?
At the opportunity to love with you. And yes, with the opportunity to also love you. To love you in such clear and obvious way.
Bottom line, the S&P remains beneath its October 26 high, and the DJIA satisfied the time relationship between waves this week. The 5 down from yesterday's high should mean the market's near-term trend is down.
And now today's Ebonics language lesson. Meeting girls. My, you're a lovely young lady.
Damn, you's a fine mother.
Damn, you's a fine mother.
The first full week of November is now behind us, and interestingly, both of the stock market time rhythms we've discussed over the past month have now been satisfied to near perfection.
In a parking lot in a suburb of Raleigh, North Carolina, a long way from anything resembling a ski trail. I was holding an antenna that looked a little like a ray gun in one hand, and in my lap I was cradling a device that resembled an oversized electronic day timer. It was emitting a soft whistling tone, much like that a modem makes when it establishes a connection.
You ever scan?
There's a hacker ethic out there that says that all information should be free. Sort of a hacker communism, if you will.
There is a subculture of people who spend virtually 24 hours a day working on computers. And they want to show how smart they are.
The cyber thief had removed valuable files stored.
The virus then reproduced itself into 6,000 computers. $1,000 in damage.
The entire planet has access to the internet. That means the entire planet has access to your computer system.
As telephone technology gets easier to use,
a growing high-tech crime wave has
lost a playground.
Put up with a hacker's treasure trove of files.
They range from extortion to industrial espionage to blackmail to just malicious behavior.
2 and 2 is don't fuck around. So anyway, I learned you are what you eat. We all know that. You are what you hate. We found that out the hard way. You are who you fuck. And you are or will be always equated one way or the other with your enemy. So you have to make the distinction between an asshole and an enemy. Because when you engage with an enemy, you are the enemy. You're that guy's enemy. So you're an enemy, he's an enemy, she's an enemy, the dog is an enemy, the goat, the rock, whatever you're in combat with. But when you get into the do with an asshole, you're an asshole. The guy who spits beer on you, with his fake teeth intact, and you punch him out.
There are other hackers who cause damage.
It's getting worse because we're increasingly competitive.
As the need increases to track criminals through the cops, cellular telephones, and fax machines, the FBI is asking phone companies to prepare for the day when...
At what point did you first question the ethical propriety of what you were doing?
Once the FBI knocked at my door.
Oh, the pleasures. The joy is swirling, lifting, expanding. And the love. So many pleasures, so many joys.
This is where he belongs.
Well, I'm his brother. It's not like kidnapping here, is it?
He's always been a voluntary patient here, but that's beside the point.
The S&P 500 topped on October 26, 1389.45, fulfilling the time relationship between rally legs from the 2004 low.
The Disney brand speaks of reassurance. It speaks of tradition. It speaks of quality.
The fact of the matter is, this is where he can get the best care. We're talking about his well-being.
And you can see that here in this community that we've built.
And that's where you see the truly imperialist aspirations of branding.
And so much love.
Which is about building these privatized branded cocoons, which maybe you start by shopping in and then you continue by holidaying in. But eventually, why not just move in?
Harley Kobe, you're going to 6K, Harley Kobe.
Not answer me on 6. 91, East Marshall, Parkway, North. It's a male blonde with a knife wearing a colorful top like jeans hat in front of.
So many products to buy. So much money to buy them with.
I like performing because if you really take it seriously, one thing I decided to do is to take every second of performing extremely seriously. And when you do... that it all becomes everything focuses all your hassles, all your angst and metaphysical distress, everything boils and turmoils down to this 1, 20, 30, 40 minute period where you bring your art, everything you have to say, with all its intensity, all its fervor, all its meaning, all its desire and onwardness, everything focuses and funnels.
Alas, this unhappy day, and so rode to his party, and Sir Mordred in likewise, and never was there seen a more doleful a battle in no Christian land.
New metaphysics, crackling along the membrane. Only certain of the actions actually on the menu.
Sentenced the bum, the Dow, however, pushed to a new recovery high on Tuesday, November 7, 12,196.3, unaccompanied by the S&P, which best satisfies its peculiar time rhythm.
Sometimes you just too smart to see in between the fibers.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled today that living organisms produced in the laboratory may be patented. This decision to extend
patent protection. The U.S. Supreme Court had to decide was whether one man or one company should be able to control new forms of life.
We allow any company or college to exclusively own a species.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go back to Gandhi and the idea of unwillingness to compromise integrity in any fashion, either through violence, the absolute code of nonviolence under any circumstances, but also through the understanding of an obligation for civil disobedience at any time that law is adjusting, seeing that all the way through.
I always like to think about the principle of bearing witness is actually a Quaker principle that says you are called upon when you see injustice happening to put yourself there. You don't stand on the outside.
What does that say about our reverence for life?
Researchers at Harvard manipulated the genes of mice, making their offspring more susceptible to cancer. They patented the Harvard mouse in the U.S., Europe, and Japan, then tried to do the
legal battle that finally came to an end today. The Supreme Court of Canada ruled the genetically engineered mouse can't be patented.
Canadians don't think that life forms are inventions of industry like light bulbs and
widgets. Scientists and drug companies search the planet for genes.
Companies scouring the planet looking for valuable DNA, genes they can patent
DNA. Feels a lot like the Wild West. We've got a band.
He had a first question as well.
No, I didn't write it down. Look, we'll take another question, and then we'll come back.
I'm sorry, I couldn't answer all of those.
Jay Young, Bowie, Maryland, and this email says, "Can you please talk about reparations? Are you for or against them, and why?"
Welcome, yes, welcome to the culminating weekend of 2005, year of illumination.
Seen above, if these time patterns remain in force, the near-perfect completion by two separate indexes of two separate time spans indicates that stocks should be at the forefront of a significant short-term decline.
I'm very much for reparations. I'm part of the team with Charles Ogletree and Randall Robinson and a host of others who are involved in reflecting and actually trying to execute a much more intense conversation and dialogue about the impact of slavery and Jim Crow and the ways in which it made it difficult for black people to gain access to the products of their wealth.
Illumination. It is such a beautiful word.
It's going around the world, collecting wherever they can, sometimes under false pretenses.
Because it's been so isolated, Newfoundland has a unique gene pool. And there's been so much interest from gene prospectors.
My genetic blueprint really has been taken away from me.
Instead of being the impartial pursuit of the truth, has become the pursuit of profit.
You're producing so much for persons who are then benefiting from it. And the issue of justice has to do in part with the ways in which that wealth is produced, but the people who produced it don't have access to it.
So much drama. So few screenplays. So much theatrical enjoyment to be had. Not enough texts, screenplays, or scripts.
Yeah.
But they are being written, busily being scribed. And then, of course, all the ones that we can't read yet. Busy being debabilized. So lyrical, so poetic, illumination. It has to do with light. Bright, decorative, elucidating. Light that is to make clear. It has to do with enlightenment. Physical, emotional, mental, intellectual, and spiritual enlightenment.
Moreover, the Taoist High also satisfies the measured moon price relationship whereby the rally from the July low, 10,683.3, to this week's high, 12,196.3.
What's going on? Sorry I'm late. I'm Lance.
I'm Alex. This is Kevin.
Midnight. What's going on? So I heard a lot about you boys, especially you, Kev.
Oh, yeah? We've heard nothing about you.
Yeah.
Never heard of the Icebreaker? That's me.
No.
I'm telling you, I'm the shit, all right?
Look, we have no doubt. You set up this meeting, so what do you want?
Well, you know, I thought we should talk, you know, because I like to stay current with things.
And we like staying informed.
You know, of course, you know I'm not hacking anymore.
And neither are we.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, I thought we should talk. I like to share information. I like to
stay
calm.
What do you got?
Positive. Optimistic. Hopeful. There is so much. Love, light, laughter. There are just so many things. And so much that is bright.
For there was but rushing and riding, foining and striking. And many a grim word was there spoken either to other, and many a deadly stroke. But ever King Arthur rode throughout the battle of Sir Modred many times, and did full nobly as a noble king should.
I got DMV access.
We got it.
I got cell phone tumbling.
Your cherry list is tired old hacker bullshit. So are you.
My cherry... Yo, hey, whoa, what do you guys know about SAS, huh?
What's that?
Haven't heard of it, have you? Yeah.
What is it?
Special Service Southern California Telephone offers the FBI. It can monitor any phone, anytime, anywhere.
And my, for me, see, reparations is a way of America acknowledging the ways in which slavery has impeded democracy. And by wrestling with reparations, it means we wrestle with our past, the night side of our past, that can bring us together.
Will you be interested in a service like that?
About light and illumination. As this year began, we talked of this and the natural. The somewhat obvious, maybe even simple assumption. This year, 2005, this year of illumination, boy, is it going to be fun.
Which is ultimately real, the whole or the part? And the answer is neither, or both, if you prefer. There are only whole parts. Even the whole of the cosmos is simply a part of the next moment's whole, indefinitely. At no point do we have the whole, because there is no whole. There are only whole parts forever.
Yeah.
So the first tenet says that reality is composed neither of things nor processes, neither wholes nor parts, but whole parts or holons.
So reality is composed of holons, not just subatomic particles.
Would you be interested in a service like that?
Yeah, if it wasn't Fantasia bullshit. It's insecure, it's a dial-up system, it's impossible.
Oh, I know that approach is common. But it's really a profoundly reductionistic approach. Because it's going to privilege the material, physical universe, and then everything else, from life to mind to spirit, has to be derived from subatomic particles, and this will never, never work.
Special Service Southern California Telephone offers the FBI. It can monitor any phone, anytime, anywhere.
By maturity, It's just like a person who wants to deny that they're an alcoholic, deny that they're a drug addict. Well, you see, they're not mature. They're still in some way in Peter Pan land. They're still in Disneyland. They want to somehow deny and still have the comfort. Well, the nation is like that, too. If you want to deny your night side and somehow go on with your comfort and convenience, then you're not mature. You're still adolescent.
It's likely that you've thought about the patterns of your own brain's wiring before. The general movement of popular psychology over the past century has been one from deeply figurative descriptions of mental traits toward greater physiological specificity. The movement, in a sense, from Oedipus to the neuron. Adrenaline itself has entered our everyday lexicon, as has the notion of our body administering quick chemical fixes purely for pleasure. We do things, we say, for the adrenaline rush or the endorphin high. Radio ads now tout various wonder drugs' ability to alter our neurotransmitter profiles.
And that was the recipe the House was following under Bush. Then all of the credit or blame goes to them. And when you're dealing with something like Social Security...
Are you interested in a service like that?
Yeah, if it wasn't Fantasia bullshit. It's insecure, it's a dial-up system, it's impossible.
Yeah, well, I got it, kid. What do you got?
To go.
We'll be in touch. I'll give you a call.
Well, more than an assumption, it has also been true. For all these things are certainly a part of light, part of illumination. And for each of you, in varying degrees, yes, in varying intensities, certainly so, each of you, it has been a time of optimism and hope and positive energy, a time of love and light and laughter, And you have discovered in this year so much that is bright of light and illumination, that is so. But as the year also began, we said that there is so much more to the mundane, and certainly so very much more to the mystical, to that which lies beyond normal view, to the mystical of illumination.
Echoing the rally from October 13, 2005, 10,156.5, to May 10, 2006, 11,670.2, 1,513.7 versus 1,513. When is time and price relationships are coupled with the recent record high investor optimism, DSI numbers, and the 10-year momentum extreme discussed previously, the weight of evidence is substantial that a declining phase is starting that should last more than just a few days.
Cylindrical objects.
Well, oh my God, what is this?
They were going together and interested in the game?
Not my sport.
What is your sport?
Well, I've been told I do absolutely amazing things with the javelin. My name's Juliet.
Gretchen.
Gretchen, you are lovely. You have lovely eyes.
Thank you.
I hope I'm not being too forward.
No, you can compliment me anytime.
Tell me something, Gretchen. Mm-hmm. Are you just starting your shift or finishing it?
Somewhere in the middle. Why?
Well, because my flight to Mexico City has been delayed for an hour and a half, and I was just wondering.
Now I'm getting three of them. They look like a triangle on my skull.
No problem. It all makes sense if you just read this passage here. What'd you do with the bookmark? He says, if he had smiled, why would he have smiled? To reflect that each one who enters imagines himself to be the first to enter, whereas he is always the last term of a preceding series, even if the first term of succeeding one, each imagining himself to be first, last, only, and alone, whereas he is neither first, nor last, nor only, nor alone in a series originating in and repeated to infinity. Hey, wait up.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, where have you been?
Nowhere.
We've got to get a move on.
Hey, I got you something.
What? Great. NutraSweet, my favorite.
I got it for half
price. Thanks.
Budding capitalist youth. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Nah. You know, there's something very wrong with that.
What? And I gave the guy your Coke? The quarter?
Both of them. It's bad. For both of them. Him because it's not really going to help him. And you because that relationship is naturally going to involve that condescending element, maybe even contempt.
Granted, giving the man a quarter isn't going to change his life around. I do realize that. There are better ways to help. I've been looking into these groups.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. See, we're conditioned to assume that suffering is bad. It's not. See, when you pity someone, all you're able to see is this base creature in them. You can't see any true potential.
I think it's the potential,
you know,
I do see.
You know, but it's like all these other futile causes that you fall into. They all stem from a certain weakness. You know, psychologically, helping everyone else out is easier. It's an escape from working on yourself, from perfecting yourself.
May the 21st, 1982. The night the Hacienda opened. Everyone wanted to play. Bowie, Queen, The Stones. I chose a certain ratio because they were my band. And that was the point of the Hacienda. It was a place for people we knew, people we could trust.
I can't believe this. They have totally betrayed us here. What a fucking joke. Oh, I don't know, Rob. You know, it might work. Has there ever been a Withenshaw jazz band?
No, there aren't, thank fucking
God. No, let me tell you, like, jazz is the last refuge of the untalented. Jazz musicians enjoy themselves far more than anyone listening to it. It's like theatre. It's what you do when you can't get a gig. It's one down from Celebrity Squares. From Celebrity Squares. Excellent, well done. Very good, very good.
So where is everyone? We had 100 on the guest list.
You at the Sex Pistols gig, how many people were in the audience?
It was about 40.
Right, yeah. And it was history.
Yeah, but there's only 30 here tonight.
Exactly. The smaller the attendance, the bigger the history. There were 12 people at the Last Supper, half a dozen at Kitty Hawk. Archimedes was on his own in the bath.
Joe Frady.
Hi, this is Joe Frady. This is Joe Frady down at the Wilshire office. Hi, I'm Joe Frady. Just want to steal some stuff.
It's Joel.
Joel, hey, it's Joe Frady down at the Wilshire office. Listen, I'm putting together an inventory report for Dan Wicks, and, well, he wants it like yesterday, you know what I mean?
Bastards always do, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do.
What can I do for you, Joe?
I need some info on the SAS system you guys got there.
SAS system? The hell is that?
Hey, you got me. I'm just reading it off the page here. My guess is it's probably a gray box. Maybe, towards the end of the rag near the bottom?
Hold on a second, I'll check.
Got it.
Great.
Yeah, it was right where you guessed. Except it was on the top of the rack.
Hey, nobody's perfect. What's it say on it?
SAS, Switched Access Services.
While you're at it, can you give me the serial number and what's that? Oh, yeah, the manufacturer name, too, please.
You know, that's what I hate when you start talking like this. Like you're just pulling these things from the you read. I mean, you haven't thought it out for yourself. No bearing on the world around us. And totally unoriginal.
And the part of Mahabharata that we'll be looking at, the Bhagavad Gita, was probably somewhere between the 2nd century BCE and the 2nd century of the Common Era. So it's a large collection. It's a library that began to be collected about the 5th century BCE and continued until the first centuries of our era.
Great. Personal attacks, is that it? I thought we were beyond that.
It's like you just pasted together these bits and pieces from your authoritative sources. I don't know. I'm beginning to suspect maybe there's nothing really in there.
Suspect? You're beginning to suspect? Oh, that's rich. That's really rich.
Like most central banks, is run with a mix of public and private elements. In the jargon, we call it a quasi-public corporation. Quasi-public meaning it's a private corporation technically, but it has some very strong public elements. Officially, the Federal Reserve Bank is a corporation which is owned by all of the federally chartered banks. So, while it's officially a company, in that sense, officially a private company, it's not a company you can buy stock in. It's not listed on the Fortune 500, and you can't invest your pension in the Federal Reserve.
Is it just, or do you have to be at a certain level of receptibility, and that level is when your life seems to have fallen apart and therefore you are able to receive these sort of voices?
We can receive the information at any time in our lives. It doesn't have to be when things are falling apart. However, people very often, when their life does feel as if it's falling apart, do come to a place of asking the questions about who am I and where am I going, very similar to what happened to Barbara and me. So, but the angels are receptive to anybody's asking, no matter where they are in their life.
So is there a suspension of the intellect? I mean,
you're a thinking person, and when the angels speak to you, they speak to you more down here. But you'll get a message. Because even though you think about it and you're trying to erase it or whatever you do, you'll get a message because the message just comes here.
Well, Trude, I have a question though on this. It seems like before when you talked about your formula, ask, believe, let it happen, and thank you, that the one that sticks out in my mind is let it happen. And this, to me, seems like you would have to give up some sort of control.
The Jacobardi case was one of the great judicial moments in world history. And the public was totally unaware it was actually happening as the process was being engaged.
by believing and trusting that it will be there when you do ask, just opening and knowing that this is a process of automatic dictation.
General Electric and Professor Jacobardi went to the patent office with a little microbe that eats up oil spills. They said they had modified this microbe in the laboratory, and therefore it was an invention. The patent office of the U.S. government took a look at this, quote, invention, and they said, no way. The patent statutes don't cover living things. This is not an invention.
Not automatic writing. And so by taking what is being given to you...
The artists own all their own work. The label owns nothing.
Turned down. Then General Electric and Dr. Jacobardi appealed to the U.S. Customs Court of Appeal. And to everyone's surprise, by a 3-2 decision, they overrode the patent office.
We bring good things to life.
And they said, this microbe looks more like a detergent or a reagent than a horse or a honeybee. I laughed because they didn't understand basic biology. It looked like a chemical to them.
No reason to control anything. It's just, it's a lack of resistance.
Our bands have the freedom
to fuck off.
Oh yeah, quite right. The freedom to fuck off.
Followed the second of the two potential scripts that we outlined in Wednesday's update. I reprinted one of the charts from that update to show the path. Yesterday morning, the December S&P minis pushed to 1,393.75.
Wait a minute. How does the DNA know where hang out? How does the DNA know where to go?
Had it had an antenna or eyes or wings or legs, it would never have crossed their table and been patented.
So they don't ask the questions, and they don't want the kids to ask that question.
Then the patent office appealed. And what the public should realize now is the patent office was very clear that you can't patent life. My organization provided the main amicus curiae brief. If you allow the patent on this microbe, we argued, it means that without any congressional guidance or public discussion, corporations will own the blueprints of life. When they made the decision, we lost by 5-4, and Chief Justice Warren Burger said, sure, some of these are big issues, but we think this is a small decision. 7 years later, the U.S. Patent Office issued a one-sentence decree. You can patent anything in the world that's alive except a full-birth human being.
Tony, you're fucking mad.
That's a point of view. Yeah.
Yeah, hi, I'm trying to get in touch with Chris Munson.
You got him. Who's this?
Chris, this is Joe Frady at Southern California Telephone here in Calabasas. I was told you were the engineer at NetCorp who designed the SAS system we
use here.
Yeah, I'm him.
I was really sorry to hear NetCorp went out of business. You guys produced some good product.
Yeah, we thought so too, till the company got liquidated and me and 200 other people found ourselves out on the street and shit out of luck.
Everything in this room is borrowed. My shirt. Will my shirt be a shirt in 10 years from now? Where did it go? Will this room be a room in 500 years from now? Where did it go?
Oh, man. That sucks. Anyway, I just wanted to call and compliment you on your SAS work.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it is pretty good, isn't it?
Will this pen... Well, this will be here for a while. Everything is borrowed. The fiber and fabric of our being. The accoutrements of civilization, the monuments we build to our own salvation, it's all borrowed. That's what economics is about. We continue to think that economics is an independent force and that the environment is an issue. What you know is that the ecosystem is the basic
good. Frame. It's beautiful. It's elegant. It's obvious you know your stuff. Man, I'd love to pick your brain about it sometime, especially about the design and application.
Yeah. No problem, sure.
Well, how about this, Joe? See, I've got all the designs and the application info on my hard drive. Let me print it out and I'll fax it to you, and then I can answer any question you've got. Well, hell, I'll send you a copy on floppy, too. How does that sound?
That'd be good, Chris.
Hell, I'll send you a copy on floppy, too.
Built to our own salvation. It's all borrowed.
How does that sound?
Be good, Chris.
Your EKG is normal. Deep breath. And out. Now, listen. I don't have a ready explanation for your chest pain.
Okay.
Would you at least consider taking aspirin once a day now that you're on this ridiculous diet?
Maybe. I'll think about it.
Why would you even think about it? Why wouldn't you just do it?
That's what economics is about. We continue to think that economics is an independent force and that the environment is an issue. What you know is that the ecosystem is the basic framework and the economy is just how we transform it for temporary value.
This is really, you saw these numbers, right? These numbers are absolutely outrageous.
We borrow.
Okay, for the first time we're seeing uric acid elevated, so you're giving yourself hyperuricemia. And the danger of hyperuricemia is gout, kidney stones. The results for your liver are obscene beyond anything I would have thought.
Yeah.
Truly. That movie Death in Las Vegas, Nicolas Cage, I mean, that pickled his liver during the course of a few weeks in Las Vegas, right?
Right.
I would never have thought that you could do the same thing with a high-fat diet.
Yeah.
My advice to you as a physician is that you've got to stop. You're pickling your liver.
Because every one of us is going to fight in Iraq. My first day in basic training, our drill sergeant sat our entire platoon down and said, I don't want to hear what your recruiter said because it was mostly bullshit. I don't want to hear you say, well, my recruiter said this, my recruiter said that. You're in the Army now, and you're going to do what we say. You're going to deploy if that's what needs to be done. And most of us weren't activists before we were in the military or while we were in the military, so now being an activist and being interviewed is quite a change for people.
Everything is scripted.
The Federal Reserve is a peculiar organization because of the way it mixes government appointees with representation and ownership, ultimately, of private sector banks.
Somewhere in the middle.
George is clearly concerned about my weight, and the thing is, it's like I'm at a point where I just don't care. No one's advice or encouragement is going to help right now. I just, I've lost weight in the past. I just got to get in my own head that it's time to do it, and when that time comes, maybe I'll do it, or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just explode. My goal has always been to buy an enormous chair and then eventually sit in the chair and not get up, just eat myself until I fit into the chair perfectly, not leave the seat, eat there, shit there, and piss, and just lay in it and die.
and you're kicking it while it's down now. You know, now it's down, and you're kicking it further.
Purple bandana, and I was kind of swatting you with it lightly. And you wanted to know why I was beating on you. You used to hit your head all the time with your wrists, with your fists. You would just beat on your head and beat on your head, or you would hold my hand on your forehead and make me press down. And it would upset me so much that you were beating on your head because I was still upset about my father trying to kill himself. I enjoyed being with you. It was always intense. It was always unpredictable. And it was always frustrating. There was a level that was impenetrable somehow. To understand what was going on, or even what questions to ask.
This scene didn't actually make it to the final cut. I'm sure it'll be on the DVD.
I mean, if you were an alcoholic, I'd say you're going to die. You keep drinking, you'll die. If the pain starts to radiate to your jaw, down your arm, that's life-threatening, and immediately so.
Yeah.
So I need to hear about that, or you need to call 911.
Okay.
All right?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm worried about you.
Yeah.
I had no idea this was going to be such a dangerous experiment.
Yeah. I don't think anybody did. You know, the doctor didn't even think it was going to be this drastic. He's floored by it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what will happen.
I believe that certain people in life are meant to fall by the wayside, to serve as warnings for the rest of us, signposts along the way.
To where?
Success.
Our father would be a slippery when schizophrenic sign, for instance. Along the highway of life.
You know, he says he was listening. I have no idea. But, you know, he said that if I am feeling bad or feeling anything, for to page him, and he'll admit me immediately wherever I am.
Oh, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I love you so much, and I don't want you to be hurt.
And when the relationship was the most intense for me, which was that spring, because I guess we met in February, and so between February and, say, May, it was real intense for me. And some nights I would only get maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours of sleep. And that sleep would be so disturbed. That I would have terrible dreams.
Warriors walk alone, but stay protected
by... And there were dreams of nuclear war.
By their past.
Give them everything they wanted, then take it all back.
And it got so where I, from just the lack of sleep and the anxiety I was feeling about having those dreams, that I was getting in a terrible depression. I was walking around and it felt like a yellow fog, and my ears were always clogged up. They just felt like there was cotton in them. And I was really crazy about you.
You ever scan?
Yeah, me either. Me either.
My suggestion would be to stop the diet.
Okay.
And, go back to eating a lower fat diet. You know, rechecking the blood test in a couple of weeks.
I love it here.
I know you do.
I can feel my life, you know?
Damn amazing, Alex.
FBI, LAPD, Justice Department. You can call in and listen to how agents get their information.
Their names, badge numbers.
Who works what shift, who reports to whom.
Play Big Brother with this. Beat them at their own game.
So what's next, dude?
How much influence on government legislators does the food industry have?
Well, the food industry is an enormous business in the United States. Therefore, it employs very expensive and well-paid lobbyists. And those lobbyists are in Washington for two purposes.
Reparations isn't just a conversation to force us to come to terms with this history and become more mature.
Number one, to make sure that no government agency ever says, eat less of the company's products. Number two, that the government never passes legislation that is unfavorable. And I guess the third one is to encourage the government to pass favorable legislation.
The particular form it takes is an open question. As John Conyers' bill is just an attempt to say, look, let's have this wrestling the way Germany wrestled with the vicious European Holocaust against Jewish brothers, the way South Africa has wrestled with the vicious forms of white supremacy, the way Chile has wrestled with the persecution of left friends and comrades of mine, and so on. You see.
So the end is not as important to you as the discussion, as the country. As
both are important, but it's the process. Because democracy is dialogical, and it is the quality of the process that in which people feel they have a voice. That's why I love that Negro National Anthem. Lift every voice. The voices must be heard. And when voices are heard, that sense of dignity and respect, of course, become much more readily available to one.
The GMA is one of those lobbies.
You're going to see us do what we do best, and that is market appropriately, finance education programs, as we're doing in a great abundance, getting good information out to parents so we can solve the problem. That's what we do in the food industry. We think that that is a responsible, important role to play.
I feel this great pressure coming down on me. It's just constantly coming down on me. Crushing me.
We are not police. We are not regulators. We provide a safe, affordable abundance of food.
Hello, you're next.
I think that there ought to be a living wage
for all working people.
The world has never seen.
The food industry and the broadcasters are extremely powerful lobbies, and they outgun us.
The industry has stepped up to the plate. We're going to do more. We want to do more.
But notice, a subatomic particle is itself a holon, and so is a cell, and so is a symbol, and an image, and a concept. What all of those entities are, before they are anything else, is a holon. So the world is not composed of atoms, or symbols, or cells, or concepts. It's composed of holons.
Until I fit into the chair perfectly, not leave the seat, eat there, shit there, and piss, and just lay in it and die.
So what? At least what is there is based on good sources. At least I'm not chained to this slave morality that seems to rule
your
life.
Thank you very much.
We recognize we have a role to play. We're part of the solution. We're part of the problem. And we also are part of the solution.
Everyone else just thinks...
Great.
The more I get to know you, I just feel sorry for you.
For another 3 years, my son, he's 4 years old, he has a seizure disorder, and as the Americans know, you know, the healthcare system in the States is not free. You have to have...
Did everyone hear what he just said? We're part of the problem. The lobbyists for Coke, Heinz, Smucker's, Kellogg's, Nestle, Kraft, Hershey, Sara Lee, Cadbury, General Mills, Seagram, Welch's, Wise, Anheuser-Busch, Bird's Eye, Lance, Campbell's, Carvel, Mars, Ocean Spray, Hormel, Dannon, and Pepsi said we're part of the problem. I think we're making some headway.
I'm glad they think I'm... I don't think anyone who's ever done anything has been considered by the general populace. You look at Freud.
Yeah, let's look at Freud. Man.
Where's Bob Dylan?
Let's forget it. We're late. We've already missed it.
Come on. We can make it. There's going to be 5 minutes of trailers. There'll be no problem.
You missed the beginning. Hang it up. I'm going to go look at some books. I just need to get away for a little bit.
Okay.
I need some quiet.
How about the next show, 2 hours from now? I'll meet you there. You've been wanting to see it.
Okay. I'll meet you there. See ya.
Mike Leahy.
Mike, Tony Green up in corporate. How are you?
Just fine, Tony. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. Listen, I'm in a bit of a pickle right now. I promised my boss, Keith Conway, to have to dial in phone numbers for the SAS system yesterday, but I got wrapped up in meetings. You know the drill.
Do I ever.
Listen, Mike, I need a favor. I need to get those numbers right away.
Don't sweat it, Tony. I'll fax it right up to corporate.
Even better, I'm going to have someone come by and pick them up, all right?
Are you sure?
It's that important.
All right, I'll get them ready.
Joe Turner?
I'm sorry, Joe. I don't mean to be rude, but do you work for Southern California Telephone?
No, I'm in sales at Calcom, just trying to close a deal with Tony's office.
Do you know what this is?
Look, Mike, I'm just doing Tony a favor, okay? I was in the car heading to corporate. He asked me to pick up a package. That's all I know.
Just have Tony send it back to me through intercompany mail.
Will do. Jane, could you stick that in the interoffice mail pouch? I'm late for a meeting up at corporate.
Actually,
send it to Mike Leahy at the Wilshire office. How are you on? Don't talk to your boyfriend on the phones.
I'm not talking to him. Can you hold on a second? I don't know who that was.
test the midline of the parallel channel formed by the rise from July and promptly reversed. The decline from yesterday's high unfolded as a fine, as seen in the above chart that has prices updated through today's close. There are several ways to label yesterday's high, which our chart shows as lane 2 or D. The degrees of the labels are for illustrative purposes and will change as more of the pattern unfolds and we settle on the proper degree level. The most probable interpretation is that this high is a big lane and today's fine down is sub lane 1 of C. This view is consistent with the scenario that thinks the recent highs were the momentum extremes and that a higher price high against laning upside momentum still lies ahead.
Judgment.
Yeah, I guess I was.
It's an excellent book.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, we had a class a couple years ago, remember?
No, what? What class?
It was a anthropology class in ethnographic film.
Oh, yeah, the dancing birth scenes, the death ritual.
Well, what have you been up to?
Not too much. Graduated a couple years back, just pretty much hanging out. Yourself?
Oh, yeah. You know me. I've been keeping up with my JFK assassination theories, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know.
You know, you're reading one of the great books on the subject. It's great. Rush of Judgment, you know, has all that testimony, you know, from of all the witnesses who were never called before the Warren Commission.
Huh.
You know, like Mrs. Aquila Clemens, who was that maid who lived on Patton Street, who saw the Tippit shooting, you know, and it wasn't Oswald that did it. Of course, you know, it was Jack Ruby.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. This is also the book that's got the testimony of Sam Holland, you know, the Prince of the Puff of Smoke.
Huh.
Yeah, he was up there on the overpass over Dealey Plaza, you know, and he was able to just see everything, you know.
I really don't know too much about this. I was kind of just flipping through.
Oh,
you know?
Well, it's really good. But if you like that, you should really read one of the other books around here. It might be here. Best Evidence. That's the one, you know, with all the head snap stuff in it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, then if you like that, then you should really read, like, 6 Seconds in Dallas, because, you know, 6 Seconds is the one that's got all the trajectories and the triangulation of the bullets and stuff. I mean, it's great. It's just got this, like, second-by-second account of just the entire tragic sequence, you know?
That's fascinating, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But then, of course, then there's my real favorite one right here, which you really should snap up if you can. Forgive My Grief. It is great. Because, you know, this also has all this testimony in it. Like, gosh, you know, they talked to Mrs. Earlene Roberts, you know, who was Oswald's landlady and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know, and she swears that she saw this Dallas patrol car pull up in front of Oswald's house and give this little tit, tit.
Tip.
Yeah. It was the tip-off for Oswald, you know? Yeah, he was supposed to go up the street, up Beckley Avenue. He was in Oak Cliff, you know, to go to the Steak and Egg Kitchen, you know, where he's supposed to meet with J.E. Tippit and have their breakfast of infamy.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, the waitresses, you know, went on record in the Warren Report as saying that Oswald didn't like his eggs and used bad language.
My goodness.
But this is good, but, of course, then there's what my book, you know.
You've written one of these books?
Well, I've been working on mine.
Yeah.
It's going to be good, though. It's going to be this totally new approach, you know. I was just just talking with my publisher at this small press, you know, and I mean, he was telling me that it's going to be a real winner. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking of calling it something like, oh, Profiles in Cowardice or something, but he said he didn't think it was too good idea, you know, and he really thought that maybe I should do something like call it Conspiracy of Go-Go.
That's catchy, yeah.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
That.
Oh, and I've just expanded and expanded upon it, you know, and I went on, there's this new section, you know, about how JFK and Jackie were, you know, speed freaks, and they were just hopped up on amphetamines day in and day out.
Is that true?
Oh, really, really? Yeah, at the White House, they were visited all the time by this doctor that they came to call Dr. Feelgood.
Hmm.
Oh, it's just crazy. It's just crazy.
Well, you know, these all look really good, but I think I'll wait for your book to come out. I'm supposed to be in a movie, so I gotta get a move on, but
yeah.
I'll look for your book, okay?
Great, yeah. Well,
that's
definitely look for it. Profiles in Cowardice or,
okay.
Or Conspiracy of Go-Go.
Chapter 7. Do Dice Play Golf? The intellectual legacy of Isaac Newton was a vision of the clockwork universe, set in motion at the instant of creation but thereafter running in prescribed grooves, like a well-oiled machine. It was an image of a totally deterministic world, one leaving no room for the operation of chance, one whose future was completely determined by its present. As the great mathematical astronomer Pierre-Simon de Laplace eloquently put it in 1812 in his Analytic Theory of Probabilities, an intellect which at any given moment knew all the forces that animate nature and the mutual positions of the beings that comprise it, if this intellect were vast enough to submit its data to analysis, could condense into a single formula the movement of the greatest bodies of the universe and that of the lightest atoms. For such an intellect, nothing could be uncertain. And the future, just like the past, will be present before its eyes.
You and an acquaintance are talking about taking a
vacation. This same vision of a world whose future is totally predictable lies behind one of the most memorable incidents in Douglas Adams' 1979 science fiction novel, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, in which the philosopher's magic size and broom fondle instruct the supercomputer Deep Thought to calculate the answer to the great question of life, the universe,
going on vacation, right?
And everything.
Sie fahren in Urlaub, nicht wahr?
FAC, that is me, but I didn't used to be. I was hot, I was hungry, I was loose, I was free. Then I waited in the line for some burgers and some fries. Supersized, that'd be nice, take a bite and close your eyes. Round two, what do? I can barely walk around. Jenny Craig, Richard Simmons, but I still love to pound. Hamburgers, Coca-Cola, getting gas from too much soda. Double-double, chunky-chunky, hope this meal is never over. The world is round. And so am I. Big boys, big girls with real big thighs. Supersize, supersize the American way. Throw it down all day, every day. Supersize, supersize the American way. Getting fat, getting broke, either way you're gonna pay. Now I can't get out of bed, so I have to order in. I'm a triple fat fatty and I have a triple chin. Who's to blame? Call the lawyer, try to settle out of court. Get some cash, spend it fast, cause I'm staring at my fork. Cause it's sad and it's lonely, ham and cheese with bologna. Large pie, stuffed crust, a doggy bag is for a phony. I have lost the motivation to inhibit the sensation. Bottle up the frustration, birthday cake. I stick my face in turkey club with double bacon. It's got healthy connotations. Fast food is overtaken and it's supersized the nation. Supersize, supersize the American way. Throw it down all day, every day.
You can wait in your terminal mode and it will start saying ring, ring, ring. Type that command in and hit enter. It will connect whatever is calling you.
We've all been hearing about the announcement that we have mapped the human genome. But what the public doesn't know is now there's a great race by genomic companies and biotech companies and life science companies to find the treasure in the map. The treasure are the individual genes that make up the blueprint of the human race. Every time they capture a gene and isolate it, these biotech companies claim it as intellectual property. The breast cancer gene, the cystic fibrosis gene, it goes on and on and on. If this goes unchallenged in the world community, within less than 10 years, a handful of global companies will own directly or through license the actual genes that make up the evolution of our species. And they're now beginning to patent the genomes of every other creature on this planet. In the age of biology, the politics is going to sort out between those who believe life first has intrinsic value, and therefore we should choose technologies and commercial venues that honor the intrinsic value. And then we're going to have people who believe, look, life is simply a utility. It's commercial fare, and they will line up with the idea to let the marketplace be the ultimate arbiter of all of the age of biology.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Here you are, at the time of culmination. You come now, as magicians or spiritual beings, coming home, seeking God, Goddess, all that is, finding the splendor of God.
Splendid. He's changed from his t-shirt. Is being moved out toward an armored car.
Why? Why are you looking for the splendor of your sins?
There is a prisoner. Do you have anything to say in your defense? There is a shot.
Escape routes.
Escape routes?
Yeah, don't want to get caught, right?
No.
Don't get caught. It sucks.
Right.
See the main exit?
Yeah.
That's a traffic jam.
Where else?
You tell me.
Okay. That door up there. If it weren't locked.
A Vietnamese girl I once knew had her legs so locked together I couldn't get a whiff of her spring roll. Two drinks, half a quaalude later, I was at an all-you-can-eat buffet. Every lock can be broken. It's just a matter of will. Whether it's worth it. This looks like it's worth it.
You told them about Sass? How could you be so stupid?
Look, the plan was I start a dialogue. Now, I did what I had to do to start a dialogue.
You told me you could deliver Mitnick,
but instead you tell him about Sass?
You know what that means?
Mitnick will now do anything he can to get his hands on that system.
Actually, Agent Rowland.
Which means we're going to have to shut the whole system down.
He's already got it. The system.
Lance.
But I did my best.
Lance!
Where are you calling me from?
What?
Where are you calling me from?
My house. Why?
If you're Mitnick and Lowe, what do you think would be the first phone number that you would activate with the SAS system?
Hmm? Might it not be yours?
shit. Oh, man, but it's awesome. That is awesome. Oh, dude, they're pissed at you. They're going to come knocking on the door looking for you.
My probation's up in 3 days.
Yeah, they're going to come knocking in like 3 days minus 2 seconds.
I know.
Yeah.
Electromagnetic energy and crop circles. Well, as we said as 1993 began, there is a tremendous upsurge of this particular energy, surging electromagnetic energy, which results in all kinds of phenomena in your physical plane.
With all the difficulties in the world, with the enormity, as well as the enormousness, of world issues and world problems, with the very real issues in your personal life.
Somewhere in the middle.
Why would you be focusing on finding the splendor? Splendor, the word means great light, luster, brilliance. Splendor refers to the majestic and the grand. Sometimes to the famous and things of that sort, but more particularly, splendor, we use it in reference to individual majesty.
The lobbyists for Coke, Heinz, Smucker's, Kellogg's, Nestle, Kraft, Hershey, Sara Lee, Cadbury, General Mills, Seagram, Welch's, Wise, Anheuser-Busch, Birdseye, Lance, Campbell's, Carvel, Mars, Ocean Spray, Hormel, Dannon, and Pepsi.
Individual majesty and magnificence.
When that energy is not absorbed. When the human consciousness or the human being does not absorb the energy, and therefore reflects it or rejects, it bounces off. And therefore, it gets grounded in the earth itself, thus producing the tectonic activity which is so evident, which is an electromagnetic response. It also produces massive changes, erratic changes in weather patterns, certainly so.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chair and then eventually sit in the chair and not get up, just eat myself until I fit into the chair perfectly, not leave the seat, eat there, shit there, and piss and just lay in it and die.
What's the Big Mac slogan? You know, two all beef patties.
Special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, you heard that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and justice for all.
And there ought to be flourishing entrepreneurial classes across color. But and there ought to be those who have fair access to credit and capital. And one of the reasons we do have a black entrepreneurial class and a black business class, but not as flourishing and flourishing as much as it ought, is because there are difficulties with access to credit and capital on the one hand. And we have a culture among educated black people that does not put a premium on independent enterprising activity. It's more on finding a slot within existing institutions, partly because of such a history of the fragility and the contingency of just gaining access to any position that provides some stability. And it's partly because, of course, the whole notion of a kind of enterprising ethos was held at arm's length from enslaved people and the Jim Crow people. But we actually have quite a rich history of black businessmen and women. I mean, Madam C.J. Walker, that Lilia Walker.
Bundles.
Yes, absolutely. It's a wonderful book. She's a classmate of mine. The story that she tells, and we have many other such stories of black businessmen and women. Magic Johnson, of course, and my God, we got Brother P. Diddy and Puffy and a whole host of others.
In a world economy where information is filtered by global media corporations, keenly attuned to their powerful advertisers, who will defend the public's right to know? And what price must be paid to preserve our ability to make informed choices?
But in the end, as I said before, it's going to be a question of not just black businessmen or entrepreneurs gaining some access to credit and capital that then reproduces another kind of class hierarchy, but we're going to have to fight for a living wage for each and every worker, and the issue of employment and quality employment is one that remains very important in our society.
You ever scan?
Scan, you know, like we were talking about earlier?
I want to show you how. It's not creepy. Basically, you can program this like a computer. Normally, it's programmed to be a phone, but with a little modification, it becomes a scanner.
Well, you go up and down the frequencies till you find a conversation. You learn things, and lots of things. Just bear with me. I think you'll like it.
The Rocky Mountains. Basically, we're standing here in a national nature reserve, entirely surrounded by houses.
That's right. There used to be a sea here a long, long time ago, and now it's been replaced by a sea of houses.
Tim Colshaw here, from English Nature, and Dr. Graham Wharton, who's a paleontologist. Give me an overview here, Tim. What are we looking at?
Well, what we have here is one of the very few geological national nature reserves that we have in this country. We've got something just over 200 national nature reserves now, of which a mere handful have been designated for their geological interests, and this really is one of the prime reserves that we have for that purpose in this country.
Bringing you, Graham, why is this place, marooned as we are and amongst a sea of houses, fun city for paleontologists?
Well, mainly because
the prospect that two-thirds of the world's population will have no access to fresh drinking water by 2025 has provoked the initial confrontations in a worldwide battle for control over the planet's most basic resource. When Bolivia sought to refinance the public water service of its third largest city, the World Bank required that it be privatized, which is how the Bechtel Corporation of San Francisco gained control over all of Cochabamba's water. Even that which fell from the sky. The price this beleaguered country paid for World Bank loans was the privatization of the state oil industry and its airline, railroad, electric, and phone companies. But the government failed to convince Bolivians that water is a commodity like any other. Bolivia was determined to defend the corporation's right to charge families living on $2 a day as much as one quarter of their income for water. The greater the popular resistance to the water privatization scheme, the more violent became the standoff.
Maybe also to the child part of us that we ignore and we repress.
Thank you. Why don't we finish this up and then we'll get to writing so you can feel it yourself instead of just thinking about it.
Personal greatness, to noble and honorable character, splendor, the unrealized of your wisdom, of intimacy, of passion. Choice.
The unusual. And in any case, given that NETCOM was a local call, a long-distance call to a dial-up number would be even more suspicious. In any case, if Mitnick had been making calls using the Sprint cellular system, we should have been able to find them here.
Of inspiration. Okay. Then why should I be looking for the majesty and the magnificence of me? Why should I be looking for my personal greatness at such times as these? Why should I be dealing with the noble and honorable character of the unrealized, of my wisdom, of my intimacy, of my passion, of my inspiration? Why should I be seeking now others, perhaps, can seek such feel-good tasks? Others, perhaps, are so pampered, or so elite, or so evolved, but I've got personal issues still to deal with.
Not interested in the game?
Not my sport.
What is your sport?
Well, I've been told I do absolutely amazing things with the javelin. My name's Julian.
Gretchen.
Gretchen, you are lovely. You have lovely eyes.
Thank you.
I hope I'm not being too forward.
No, you can compliment me anytime.
Tell me something, Gretchen. Are you just starting your shift or finishing it?
Somewhere in the middle. Why?
Well, because my flight to Mexico City has been delayed for an hour and a half, and I was just wondering whether I should...
Should what? Should what?
Commit the time to learn all your secrets of her.
Hey, this one's on me.
Oh, thank you, Gretchen. And this one is on me.
Really?
A little act of kindness at an airport bar deserves to be rewarded.
Thanks. Let me get you some more pretzels.
Tell me something, Gretchen. Where do they store the pretzels?
In the back behind the kitchen.
Is it private?
Yeah.
Can I come with you?
What?
It's $500.
You think I'm a whore? You think I'm a fucking whore?
I think you work at a depressing airport bar for minimum wage and bullshit tips. And from the looks of your cheap haircut and puffy double shift eyes, I thought you could use $500 in a good fuck. I guess I was wrong. Huh? About the money, that is. I apologize.
a nice trip.
Problems to resolve, magic to work for myself, and a world full of problems. Why should I turn my attention, spend time dealing with such a lofty thing as splendor? To respond to that question we hear in many of you. As this year began, we suggested that as you work with the radiance of illumination, radiance, resonance, abundance, momentum, and balance, as you work with the resonance of illumination, with the abundance of illumination, as you work with the momentum and with the balance of illumination, as you work with the radiance of illumination, you can become as a lantern, a beacon of light, bringing loving and healing into the darkness, finding your voice, lifting that voice you can't be heard in your personal reality and in the world. For too many, as we've said, for too many, this year has been treacherous.
My inner voice says, honor my inner child.
Mine says, love everyone.
My inner voice says, I like a Wendy's bacon mushroom milk.
Barbara's going to talk to you about unruffling your energy field.
Oh, yeah.
Universe scan.
The test to validate our short-term interpretation will come early next week. Here's why. This afternoon's lows mark the bottom of wave 1 down. The bounce late today should be wave 2, or part of wave 2, which will likely trace out an ABC, or some variation thereof.
There's not just energy inside your skin, there's also energy outside your skin. And when you get nervous or ruffled or rushed, what you do is you can calm all that down.
We have events that go on with jobs and bosses and kids and husbands and wives and traffic. And so our energy fields can get very, very jagged.
I'm inside and this is all outside, so that's the way it is.
We're going to be asking the angels to come through.
Everything is scripted.
We thank Tsutomu Shimomura for appearing before the committee today. Mr. Shimomura is a computational physicist and one of the country's leading experts on computer security technology. He's done consulting work with Fortune 500 corporations, as well as the State Department, the Defense Department, and other government agencies. He's currently a senior fellow at the Supercomputer Center, the San Diego Supercomputer Center at the University of California. Mr. Shimomura, please proceed with your demonstration.
What I have in my hand, Mr. Chairman, is a cell phone.
But despite the amount of treachery you have experienced or that you have witnessed, you can still develop that rapport, that maturing relationship with illumination.
And, Mr. Chairman, is a cell phone sold by the Nokitel Corporation. But really, it's a flexible radio controlled by a small computer. That is, a scanner.
It's not too late. You can still not only listen, but hear the voice, Hayes.
Be with us and talk to us and come within us on our oxygen.
Babe, can you make to the beach house next weekend? Newmarket's still in Spain, right? With the kids.
Come on, sweetheart. I'm needed up here on the hill. Oh, I mean, all this talk about cutting back.
So I think that will be sufficient.
With that damn beach house.
Honey, I need to get on top of you.
Enough.
I just want to point out that the scanning features I just demonstrated were put in by the manufacturer. All I did was discover them.
The many voices, the constituent voice has of illumination. It's not too late.
Hey,
Mr.
Yeah, let's just cut through the bullet, okay? Now, I am entitled to part of my father's estate. If you don't want to cut a deal with me, I'll fly him back to Los Angeles. I'll stick him in an institution out there, and we can have a custody battle over him. Miss, he needs toothpicks. Could you help him and get him some toothpicks? Thank you very much. Now, you want to battle me in the courts? Think about that.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
Who the fuck does he think he's kidding?
He's like, woo, I just found them.
Yeah, really, who the
Mr. Chairman, in the future, the public will increasingly find itself vulnerable. The prying ear.
What he meant to say was the unsuspecting public. God, this guy bugs me. It's even an American?
Oh, come on, man. It's the same sanctimonious crap. Ugh.
You know what I want? I want that Nokitel code. That code, I can stay right ahead of the feds. I can hear them coming, and I'm gone.
Trust me.
Okay, but what could he do with the pantyhose?
You can make Eddie. I got so many crafts in my book for pantyhose. You can take a leg and fill it with white beans, and just tie it off and put it over your eyes.
Ever think about that?
Later, I found out that they often referred to them as enemy aircraft or Russian aircraft, but usually bogies. And they tried to describe it, but it moved at faster speeds than anything we had. We didn't have jet airplanes then. Later, we measured one that was flying 7,000 miles an hour, measured it on radar. So these clearly exceeded any of our capabilities in 1947, any capabilities of anybody in the world in 1947.
Wave 2 must end beneath yesterday's highs in order to validate our wave interpretation. Second waves can never replace more than 100% of previous first waves. As long as the S&P mini holds beneath 1,393.75.
The prospect that two-thirds of the world's population will have no access to fresh drinking water by 2025 has provoked the initial confrontations in a worldwide battle for control over the planet's most basic resource. When Bolivia sought to refinance the public water service of its third largest city, the World Bank required that it be privatized, which is how the Bechtel Corporation of San Francisco gained control over all of Cochabamba's water, even that which fell from the sky. The price this beleaguered country paid for World Bank loans was the privatization of the state oil industry and its airline, railroad, electric, and phone companies. But the government failed to convince Bolivians that water is a commodity like any other. Bolivia was determined to defend the corporation's right to charge families living on $2 a day as much as one quarter of their income for water. The greater the popular resistance to the water privatization scheme, the more violent became the standoff.
I'm coming up.
Come on up, nigga.
It's over.
You know, my pleasure of living demands that I have a good-looking woman, that I'm with a good-looking woman. I couldn't go out with a woman old enough to be my wife.
Oh, D!
Look at you and your free ass.
What's up, man?
Hey, come here, boy. Give me a motherfucking hug.
I know you were coming back.
Yeah, my nigga.
Look
choking out, man. I don't know what to say, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Uh-huh. Who was there for your ass?
You was there
for
you.
Who?
You.
Who?
You.
You goddamn right. See? That's how that shit works. You get your ass in trouble, I get your ass out. That's my motherfucking job. And I don't mind telling you, nigga, it's steady work.
Hey, look here, man. I'm still scared to the motherfucker OD. They talking like they serious as hell. Give me time for that machine gun shit.
Oh, come on, man. They just trying to put a fright in your ass.
If that's what they doing, they done did it.
How old is that machine gun shit, huh?
About 3 years.
3 years? Come on, man. That's an old crime, man. They ain't got room in the joint for all these niggas out here killing people now. How they gonna find room for you?
Ain't what they telling me.
That's why they call it fucking with you. And let me tell you how we gonna retaliate, all right? Tomorrow, I'm going to pick you up, take you over to Century City, introduce you to my lawyer. Now, let me tell you something about my lawyer. This brother's name is Stassen Goins, and this nigga is a junkyard dog. He my own personal Johnny Cochran. Matter of fact, he kicked Johnny Cochran's ass. And like Johnny Cochran, this nigga hate cops. I'm serious, man. He lived to fuck with the police. Now, as a favor, I had him look at your case. And he said, you ain't got shit to worry about. They just fucking with you. So we gonna sick the junkyard dog on their ass.
I'll surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of him who hates you falling down under his burden, don't leave him. You shall surely help him with it.
He gonna stop fucking with you. Huh?
Good looking out, man. Huh? Good looking out. Come on in, man.
No.
Come on,
no,
man.
No,
let's celebrate.
Look here. I'm really supposed to be somewhere. Matter of fact, I was kind of hoping you could run with me.
What you mean?
You know, man, I hate to be the kind of nigga to do a nigga a favor and then, bam, hit the nigga up for a favor in return, but I got to be that kind of nigga.
What you want?
I need a favor, nigga.
That requires me to go out tonight?
Just a bit.
Oh, you know what I'm planning on going no place tonight, man? It is late as hell, man. I'm home, I'm high, man. Come on.
And why are you home, huh? You home because I spent $10,000 to get your ass home.
Look,
I got a little problem, all right? I need some help. You can help me out. Now, come on, go on in the house, throw some shit on. Come on, let's walk out to the car with you. Come on.
You shall not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits. Keep far from a false charge, and don't kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not justify the wicked. You shall take no bribe, for a bribe blinds those who have sight and perverts the words of the righteous.
I came here because I couldn't stop eating compulsively, and that's the bottom line. I don't have almost 25 years of back-to-back abstinence. I have 25 years of stick-to-itiveness. I couldn't do that without program.
I grew up in a very controlling atmosphere. Food was the only thing that my father or my mother did not tell us what to do.
5 years ago, my sister died, and I was faced with raising my sister's son. And I knew that, coming from the dysfunction that I came from, that the only thing I could pass on to this kid was going to be dysfunction if I stayed in that food the way I was in the food, and I didn't want to do that to him.
I have a serious addiction here. I can eat normally to a point. And there's a part of me that says, I don't want to put down these foods.
I was very, very happy. Me, my TV, my food.
Ready, man. What's the problem?
It ain't no problem, man. It's more like a situation. You remember them 3M60 machine guns I sold last year at the five I got?
Yeah.
I'm going to sell the other two tonight. There's this group of Koreans over in Koreatown starting this little neighborhood watch thing, and they need some weapons so they can show the neighborhood niggas they mean business. Now, I'm going to sell them the other two machine guns, all right? Problem is, I ain't never done business with these Koreans before. And I ain't worried, because by and large, Asians are very dependable. You know, they don't want no trouble. And you might argue with them about price and shit, but you ain't got to worry about them shooting in the back, you know what I'm saying? But I got me a rule. Never do business with people you ain't never done business with before without backup.
You shall not oppress an alien, for you know the heart of an alien, seeing you are aliens in the land of Egypt. For 6 years you shall sow your land, and shall gather in its increase. But the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie fallow, that the poor of your people may eat.
You ever scan?
Even in the face of darkness, even in the depth of darkness, with splendor, with that great light, with that luster, with that brilliance, more specifically, with your individual majesty and magnificence, with the touch of your personal greatness.
That's why I need you. Back up. Now look, all you got to do is lay in here and hold on to this motherfucker, all right? I'm gonna tell him I'm going in the trunk to show him the goods. When I open the trunk, you pop up and rack this motherfucker.
Man, fuck that shit. I ain't finna shoot nobody.
I ain't saying nothing about you shooting nobody. All you gotta do is hold on to it. They'll get the idea.
Man, you must be out of your fucking mind if you think I'm finna get in this dirty-ass trunk.
We ain't going nowhere but to Koreatown, man. You ain't gonna be in here no more than 10 minutes.
Man, I ain't riding in no goddamn trunk for no minute, man. Well, I can't ride up front with you.
You can't ride up front with me. The surprise element is 90% of it.
I'm sorry, man, but I ain't getting no goddamn trunk.
I can't believe you do me like this.
Do you like what, man? I just ain't climbing in no goddamn dirty-ass trunk, man.
I just weigh 400 pounds and eat a gallon of ice cream at night before I go to sleep. There's nothing wrong with that.
But the minute that stuff is in my body, it might as well have been a needle or a bottle of alcohol because it has the same effect.
And since the cosmos is composed of holons, then if we look at what all holons have in common, then we can begin to see what evolution in all the various domains has in common.
With an awakening of the noble and honorable of your character,
how they all unfold, the common patterns they all display.
Rosemary butter, brown sugar, cayenne pepper, and candied ginger, and toss frantically.
I'm a small place. No,
well, I got a problem with spending $10,000 on ungrateful peanut head niggas to get them out of jail, but I did it. And how small was that jail cell, motherfucker?
Look, man, I know I owe you. You got to bring all
if
this
If you
up.
Owe me, then get your ass in this trunk.
Man, I want to help you, but I won't be locked in no goddamn trunk or no car.
You just, you know, I'm finally not blaming the world for everything. I'm looking at my part in things. And that is just such a miracle. My whole physical life is changing. I'm able to shop, go into stores. My diabetes is improving.
You think I want to spend $10,000 on your ass, huh?
Man, I know
do you think I wanted to
out.
Spend $10,000 on your ass?
Of course you
yes
did,
no?
man, but you nigga getting in
but
the
But that's
trunk.
The only way I could help you, right? So that's what I did. Now look, man, all I'm asking you to do is get in the trunk, hold this fucking shotgun, and point it at these bullet heads when I open it.
You catch your nigga off guard with this shit.
Look,
the sound from the device had become persistent, proof I'd cornered my quarry. An elusive computer outlaw who'd managed to stay one step ahead of the FBI and at least three other law enforcement agencies for more than 2 years through a combination of con artistry and sheer luck.
And at all times he fainted never. And Sir Modred that day put himself in great peril. And thus they fought all the long day and never stopped till the noble knights were laid to the cold earth.
With the unrealized wisdom, intimacy, passion, and inspiration. Seeking God, Goddess, all that is.
I tell you what, when we get through fucking with these Koreans, me and you go to Roscoe Chicken and Waffle on me. Think about it now. That scold special, smothered in gravy and onions, side of red beans and rice, some greens. That's some good eating.
Man. Exactly how long I gotta be in this motherfucker? Hey, you say 10 minutes?
I always thought, well, if I have some money, I'll be happy. Or if I'm in a relationship, I'll be happy. You know what? If I'm not happy within me, then the first thing I'm going to do is going to eat myself back up to where I'm totally miserable. If there is no amount of food in the world that will ever fill that hole.
Exactly how long I got to be in this motherfucker? Hey, you said 10 minutes.
Find the splendor of yourself.
respect your privacy.
Privacy? Never heard of it.
Congress heard testimony today from children who testified they were exploited by sweatshops overseas.
I bet that except for possibly an afro, you look exactly the way you did at 29.
National corporations have a long and dark history of condoning tyrannical governments. Is it narcissism that compels them to seek their reflection in the regimented structures of fascist regimes?
Yes, is this Mr. Shimomura?
Who's this?
Right. Sorry, this is Bill Rondell over at Sun Microsystems in Vegas. We met at Comdex.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mr. Shimomura, we here at Sun Microsystems saw your testimony before Congress, and we were pretty darn impressed. A fine, wonderful piece of reverse engineering, by the way.
Well, thanks.
I'm really calling in regards to a cert advisory you recently posted on sendmail vulnerabilities, and quite frankly, I need some help trying to fix it.
Bill, I'm sorry. I have another call. Can you hold on a second? So, Bill.
It is Bill, right? Right. Yeah, you got it.
Bill Rondell at Sun Microsystems.
Righto. Now, if you could just send me your email address.
There is no Bill Rondell at Sun Microsystems.
If you're going to try to con somebody, the least you can do is get
your story straight. Is that so hard? I mean, how lame are you?
Whoa, whoa, man. What the f...
You said I was lame.
Kevin, you didn't know who you were. His note to you.
Speak to me.
Hey, Shimomura, speaking of stories, you still fucking that skinny girl? What's her name? Julia.
I believe it's Julia, right?
Peter Maddox's old lady? No, Peter's a friend.
Right? Let me ask you a question. When you're fucking her, does she ever call Peter's name?
I mean, that'd be pretty perverse, wouldn't it?
Who are you?
Someone who cares.
Everything is scripted.
Tsugi nepu to itte mita.
Scan. You ever scan?
Mm-hmm. たくなる。つぎねぶや山城パパを宮登り青によし奈良を過ぎ戸立て山戸を過ぎ鏡が星国ば風立ち高宮は。
After 6 months of deliberation, Judge Robert Sweet dismissed the lawsuit against McDonald's. The big reason? The two girls failed to show that eating McDonald's food was what caused their injuries. Interesting. In only 30 days of eating nothing but McDonald's, I gained 24 and a half pounds. My liver turned to fat, and my cholesterol shot up 65 points. My body fat percentage went from 11 to 18%, still below the national average of 22% for men and 30% for women. I nearly doubled my risk of coronary heart disease, making myself twice as likely to have heart failure. I felt depressed and exhausted most of the time, my mood swung on a dime, and my sex life was non-existent. I craved this food more and more when I ate it, and got massive headaches when I didn't.
It opens up the capillaries, you know, when you cough, you're pulling air, or in this case,
I'll be right there.
Smoke, into parts of the lungs that don't normally get used. And so-
the capacity for voting to really have any fundamental change in changing the problems in this type of society. Mm.
Did you all hear that? Repeat it. Okay. I'll try to do justice to the question. I like to distort questions. But the... saying, well, you know, given the history of U.S. foreign policy, persistence of American mayhem done to other countries over the years, invasions and so on, with Republicans and Democrats, right? Didn't matter whether we had Republicans or Democrats. We had wars started by Republicans. We had wars started by Democrats. So given that, you know, how much difference do I see between the Democrats and the Republicans? And the answer is very, very little. Very, very little to start. You know, especially in matters of foreign policy. Been more, you know, there have been some differences in domestic policy, but in foreign policy, it's been very hard to find a difference between the Democratic and Republican administrations.
Right there, take it right to them. I don't want to be the one to do it, but other soldiers have done it. Maybe it's my time to make a stance with them. And if I believed when I first came to Canada, I could not handle prison from all the nightmares and stress and post everything from the war. There's no way I could go to jail for a year or more. Now, I did a year in Iraq. I did a year in Army training. I could go through it, but I don't want to. I don't think I should. I don't think as a 24-year-old kid I should go to jail for not wanting to kill people and sit with murderers, rapists, and people who love to kill people. I don't believe that's... Even if I'm wrong in this, I don't believe 1 to 5 years in prison is what I should fit for not wanting to kill people. My grandpa was my stepdad, his dad was a Vietnam vet. He died at 50. He just... Every other week we'd go bring him a 24-pack of Pepsi. And he would sit in there, he'd smoke weed, drink his Pepsi, and then he died at 50, and that was it.
Don't you dare.
Yes? Who is this?
Hey, I got a new story for you.
It's the story of the nation's top computer security expert. Know what happens to him?
He gets hacked. And believe me, I got the story straight.
DC's different. I'm a god, man. It's different now. There's a lot of white people walking around, isn't it? I left DC in the 80s. It was not like this in the 80s. When crack was going on. Remember when crack was going on? White people be looking at DC from Virginia with binoculars and shit. New white people. You can't scare these white people. I tried. One thing I'm seeing, you'll be walking down the street and you'll see like a group of black dudes walking. Not just any old black dude. We talking, you know, thugs. Talking, you know, there'd be some thugs. And in the group, they got like one or two, sometimes as many as three white guys would be with them. You ever seen this shit? Well, let me tell you something about those white guys. Those white guys are the most dangerous motherfuckers in them groups.
Interesting connection between the rise of fascism in Europe and the consciousness of politically radical people about corporate power, because there was a recognition that fascism rose in Europe with the help of enormous corporations.
Mussolini was greatly admired all across the spectrum. Business loved him. Investment shot up. And suddenly when Hitler came in Germany, the same thing happened there. Investment shot up in Germany. He had the workforce under control. He was getting rid of dangerous left-wing elements. Investment opportunities were improving. There was no problems. These are wonderful countries.
I think one of the greatest untold stories of the 20th century is the collusion between corporations, especially in America, and Nazi Germany. First, in terms of how the corporations from America helped to essentially rebuild Germany and support the early Nazi regime, and then, when the war broke out, figured out a way to keep everything going. So General Motors was able to keep Opel going, Ford was able to keep their thing going, and companies like Coca-Cola, because they couldn't keep the Coca-Cola going, so what they did was they invented Fanta Orange for the Germans. And that's how Coke was able to keep their profits coming in to Coca-Cola. So when you drink Fanta Orange, that's the Nazi drink that was created so that Coke could continue making money while millions of people died.
George is clearly concerned about my weight, and the thing is, it's like I'm at a point where I just don't care.
$0.35.
What's up?
Alex.
You won't believe this hack, man.
Our brother Satomo's deep in toys. I mean, Nokitel's just the tip of the iceberg.
Shut up, man, okay?
I'm listening.
There's a Crown Victoria across the street, total government car. It's been there all morning.
They talk to you?
No, they're like vultures, voyeurs. You know, they're watching.
Fucking Markov in the New York Times, that's what this is about. That and Sass.
You switched the pair of assignments, didn't you?
Yeah. Day I moved in.
Right now they're listening to the neighbors.
Hello? Hey, did you hear about Jim's father? The one that coaches Little League?
Yeah.
I heard he's only got one test to go. Okay, well, Sam went in for a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Of a blood clot.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Son of a bitch. Fuckers are good. Fuckers are real good.
They're leaving.
Do me a favor, leave the back door open. I'll see you later, okay?
Did she fall?
Or
was she
pushed? Your
shirt
on
my
chair. your shirt on my chair. I'll be
with you.
I'll be there.
I'll never
leave you. Your
shirt
on
my
chair. Come
here,
little
girl.
Get
into
the car.
It's
a
brand
new
Cadillac. Bright
red. Come
here,
little
girl. Hey, haven't
I
seen
you
somewhere
before? Your despair
in my heart. Bright
red.
Your
words
in
my
ears.
I'll be
with you.
I'll
be
there.
I'll never
leave you.
Wild beasts shall rest there, and owls shall answer one another there, and hairy ones shall dance there, and sirens in the temples of pleasure.
The list of ingredients of the flavoring of a typical fast food strawberry milkshake. And just the flavoring additive of that milkshake is like 40 or 50 bizarre chemical names that I can't even remember or repeat. You know, the fast food looks like food that you've eaten all your life, but it's a fundamentally different thing. It's an incredibly processed industrial commodity.
Your
shirt
on
my
chair. I'll be
with you.
I'll
be
there.
I'll never
leave you. Your
shirt
on
my
chair.
Even if GTE was unable to trace them. Now I had my three questions. As he set up his computers, Murph said it was going to take a while to do the database search. So I told him I would ring him back in a while, and hung up. Shortly afterwards, I realized we'd both completely forgotten that LaVord had been listening on the line. Because the PBX installers were still working at NetCom, and phones kept being taken offline, I moved to the opposite side of the building from Robert's office, where I settled in a vacant carrel with a still-functioning telephone. I called Murph back after about a half an hour to check on the results of his searches.
Again, designed to taste good with different components often manufactured at different factories. I wrote about the flavor industry that provides a lot of the taste for fast food. That's one set of factories. You know, they're processing the chicken in another set of factories.
So all the food, but everything you smell and taste, it isn't a natural flavor at all?
On the label, it'll often say natural flavor, but anytime you see a flavor additive, whether it says natural flavor or artificial flavor, it comes from some big chemical plant. Just look at the list of ingredients for the soda or for the...
I'd flown all the way back to the East Coast, and now Mitnick was starting to look a little like Houdini.
French fries, or the nuggets, or the... like that pancake thing you ate, you know?
The McGriddle.
The McGriddle. I mean, it's got the maple syrup built into the pancake.
he was on Netcom, but not going through either Sprint or Cellular One, where was he?
There's no real maple syrup in there.
Well, it's got the maple flavor. So, you know, in general, the less processed a food has been, the closer it is to something that you should be eating. You know, take a piece of meat, ground it up, that's ground beef. The ground beef that's in a fast food hamburger comes from these gigantic factories that are scary. I had a mistake in the early versions of the book. And in the book, I said that the typical fast food hamburger has pieces from 100 or hundreds of different cattle. And I was wrong. You know, someone from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said, no, it's actually 1,000 or thousands of cattle.
And so one burger.
In one little hamburger patty. Just 20 years ago, if you got a hamburger,
it's one cow.
It's one cow or one steer. And it's disgusting to have 1,000 cattle. And those could be from four or five different countries, you know, because of the way that ground beef is now being produced.
Come on in, come right in, David. We got the results back from the lab, and they're good. Lots of positive indicators. I'll let you take the results back with you when you leave. You can look at them in your own free time.
Worst thing I was involved in was the Phoenix operation in Vietnam, a countrywide assassination program. I was part of it.
Now, Dave, sit down, David. Sit down. David, I want to start you on some medication.
I was exasperated. He had to be on one system or the other. Try some more, I said.
Can't say it's going to do anything, but on the other hand, it can't hurt either. I'm going to write you a little script here. I've written it hundreds of times before. Just take it down to the pharmacy. I'm sure they have it. Now, David.
You ever scan?
There are some side effects. Just want you to know what those are in case anything comes up, you don't get overly concerned. All right? Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, let me ask you this, David. Do you drink milk in your coffee in the morning or on your cereal? Any baked goods with milk in it? Try and stay away from milk, okay? No, no milk, no eggs.
Margarita, por favor.
Si, senor.
Well, you look like you could use one.
Who couldn't?
I've had 4 or 5, maybe. I don't know. They're darn tasty.
Margaritas always taste better in Mexico.
They certainly do.
Margaritas and Coke.
Well, because there are amino acids present in milk and eggs that on occasion can react negatively with some of the proteins in the medication and on occasion cause convulsions, seizures. We don't want that, do we? Want you feeling better, not worse. So I'll just write that down here. No milk. No eggs. Now, after you're on the drug for a couple of days, you're going to notice a little blurring of vision.
You know, as it happens, I know that story.
Don't worry about that. Just means the medicine's working. And you're going to experience a diminishment of your sex drive. To a great extent. I'd be surprised if any sex drive at all after about 2 weeks on this stuff.
When Hitler came to power in 1933, his goal was to dismantle and destroy the Jewish community. This was an enterprise so fast that it required the resources of a computer. But in 1933, there was no computer. What there was the IBM punch card system, which controlled and stored information based upon the holes that were punched in various rows and columns. Naturally, there was no off-the-shelf software as there is today. Each application was custom designed, and an engineer had to personally configure it.
Now, when you get up in the morning, you're going to feel a little dizzy now and then. Don't worry about that. What you might find worrisome is when you're taking a shower, you're going to be losing some hair, clumps of hair.
Millions of people of all religions and nationalities and characteristics.
This was a program started by the CIA, funded by the CIA, recruiting people for the operation.
Went through the concentration camp system.
Might even get a few bald spots here and there.
That's an extraordinary traffic management program that required an IBM system in every railroad direction and an IBM system in every concentration camp. Now, this is a typical prisoner card. There are little boxes where all the information has to be punched in.
That was the only Vietnam veteran I ever knew. Until I came to Canada, I thought that era was gone. There's so many draft dodgers up here living. I meant one in the States that survived after going to Vietnam. And all.
No one's advice or encouragement is going to help right now. I just, you know, I've lost weight in the past. I just got to get in my own head that it's time to do it. And when that time comes, maybe I'll do it. Or maybe I won't.
Don't worry about it, David. If it's really bothering you, I'd prescribe a hat. It's good. Itching is very common on the arms, the legs, the palms of the hands, the soles of the feet. You might even get what we call an epidermal sebaceous trauma, which is just a fancy term for large bleeding scabs on your arms and on your legs.
We compare this information to the code sheet for concentration camps, and here you see Auschwitz is 1, Buchenwald 2, Dachau is 3. Now, what kinds of prisoners were they? They could be a Jehovah's Witness for 2, a homosexual for 3.
He has to be there. I found several other NETCOM dial-in numbers elsewhere in the country and read them to him. The Cellular One engineer took another pass through his data, and a short while later, he came back to the phone and said he had caller activity matching our description. Mitnick was on the air, but where was he?
Communist for 6, or a Jew would be 8. Now, what was their status? 1 was released, 2 was transferred, 4 was executed, 5 was suicide, and 6, code 6, Sonderbehandlung, special treatment, meant the gas chamber or sometimes a bullet.
If that's really bothering you, just get in touch with Heidi at the front desk. She'll give you some hydrocortisone cream. She'll clear that right up.
They would punch that number in. The material was tabulated. The machines were set. And, of course, the punch cards by the millions had to be printed, and they were printed exclusively by IBM, and the profits were recovered just after the war.
Them to go out and kill or capture the Viet Cong. I came to realize later that we were shooting fish in a barrel.
I can't give you guys any more help unless I've got a warrant, the engineer said. We were blocked again by the same problem Murph and I had on Saturday night, for we didn't have a subpoena for the Cellular One record. Although on Sunday morning, Sprint had received a subpoena for trap and trace and call record information, and a court order permitting real-time monitoring, Mitnick must in the meantime have tumbled his cell phone. He'd obviously swapped the fraudulent Sprint MINESN pair for one that must have belonged to a Cellular One subscriber.
Come on, Kevin. You know what I'm saying?
My stepfather was Radical Jewish Defense League. Bastard was hardcore, an eye for an eye, all that shit. Get this, he used to take Adam and me out to the desert for target practice. We'd put up these large, life-size Hitler posters and we'd blast them. You see this?
What? What are you looking at? Where?
Tar file. A directory named Contempt. Some of the code is encrypted. What is this?
Shit, I don't know. This is like no kind of code I've ever seen before.
God, here's the Tomo. Looks like some worm and virus code all rolled into one. Like some stealth attack code.
But I don't see any government classifications. In fact, there's no propriety designation of any kind. There's no CIA, no FBI, no NSA, which is weird. The G usually likes to take credit, you know?
I don't think he did it for Big Brother.
Come on, that doesn't make any sense. What, he would do it for himself? I mean, why would he do that?
Because he can.
Cash below 1,388.92 and the DJIA beneath 12,193.8. All yesterday's highs, the pattern that we show on E mini chart will remain intact. After lane 2 up is complete, we expect lane 3 down, which will likely start sometime on Monday and draw each index lower for several days, at the least. All the indexes should come under their respective November 3 lows, 1365.5 in E-mini, 1360.98 in S&P cash, and 1196.53 in the DJIA.
It's the perception that we're helpless against these hackers.
Yeah.
That most of the Vietnamese supported the other side and we were the intruders.
From Larry McNeely. He says, I recently read your earlier work where you showed some interest in Marxist revolutionary action. Have you gotten away from your earlier interest in Marxism and Leninism? And I would show our viewers underneath here, this is a 10-year-old book, The Ethical Dimensions of Marxist Thought, published in 1991.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate the question because, you see, in America, the Marxist tradition has been so demonized because we associate it with the repression and regimentation of Russian peoples. But the Marxist tradition is very much like any other tradition. There's a variety of different forms. The Ku Klux Klan were the only version of Christianity. Most Christians would not be Christians. If the Ku Klux Klan's God was the only God, most people would be atheists. Similarly so, when you think of communism, people think of Lenin and Stalin. Well, you see, Stalinism to Marxism is what the Ku Klux Klan is to Christianity. It's only one strand, you see. And there's a variety of different strands. And the particular strand that I talk about in my works and so forth is the Council of Communist strand of Penicoke and Gorder and the early called Korsh. We see it in Musty as African-American Workers' Party in the 30s here in this country. The great Sinclair Drake was a member of that. By Council of Communists, you had Soviets without Bolsheviks. That's what the Kronstadt sailor said in 1921. What is that? Workers' councils without the Revolutionary Party that would reproduce bureaucratic hierarchy, that would allow bureaucratic elites to regiment and repress the population that you did get under Lenin and Stalin all the way up to 1991 with the deeply repressive Soviet regime in the name of communism. You see, the Council Communist movement crushed, in which workers in a democratic way bring their voices together to try to shape investment so that they're both competitive but also have some relatively egalitarian distribution of the resources. You don't have a CEO who makes $450, those workers make $1, as we do in many of our businesses these days. Now, that tradition was crushed. One of the points of my work on Marxism is to acknowledge that there is, in fact, this deep concern for working people and poor people that sit at the center of Marx himself, who said, "I am not a Marxist," because he knew that various Marxists had vulgarized what he had to say.
And the little white rats, too, until the next time. The Duke, on the other hand, always slid down from above in a silver-lined bathrobe. The Duke had been educated in heaven, where at an early age he had learned to play the pearly harp and other vibraphoid instruments of the celestial realm. He was always suave, always composed. When he smiled, wreaths of ectoplasm formed around his mouth. His favorite mood was indigo, which is that of the angels when all the world is sound asleep. There were others too, of course. Joe the chocolate cherub, Chick who was already sprouting wings, Big Sid and Fats and Ella, and sometimes Lionel the golden boy who carried everything in his hat. There was always Louie, of course. Louie, just like he is, with that broad million-dollar smile like the Argive plane itself, and smooth, polished nostrils that gleamed like the leaves of the magnolia tree. On Dipsy Doodle Day, they gathered together around the golden talk and they made jam, missionary jam.
Our food has changed more in the last 30 years than in the last 30,000. Well, nobody's ever raised cattle, for example, the way that we're raising them. You know, cattle that go into your fast food hamburger aren't out on the prairie eating grass for their whole lives. They're in these huge, huge feedlots. I mean, these feedlots are just these gigantic pens with, you know, 100,000 cattle penned up in them. It's like an industrial system for raising cattle.
Numbness also in the fingers, the toes, the ears, the nose. All the extremities are going to get a little numb. And how shall I say this? You may experience some temporary blindness.
And they're crammed in there. They're living in one another's, you know, manure.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye. Goodbye, my mother.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, father.
Goodbye, Joe.
Goodbye, Corrine. Goodbye, Corrine. Goodbye, Corrine. Goodbye, Corrine.
Goodbye, Corrine.
Goodbye, Corrine.
And cattle don't like being in manure, but they're forced to live in one another's manure, and the manure gets on the cattle get sick, they get ground up into ground beef. The hogs are being treated even worse. The hogs are indoors, crammed on top of one another. It's really a cruel, cruel system, and the fast food industry is responsible for most of it. I mean, McDonald's, I think, is the biggest purchaser of bacon in the United States, biggest purchaser of beef. KFC is the biggest purchaser of chicken, and in order to feed these fast food companies.
Only temporary. You know, you get up in the morning and you can't see.
And what they leave the animal of the field shall eat. In like manner you shall deal with your vineyard and with your olive grove.
And their needs. Agriculture in America has been totally transformed in the last 25 years.
6 days you shall do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest.
And it's got huge impact for human health in terms of food poisoning. It's got huge impact on the environment because, you know, there's never been 100,000 cattle in a little area before, and they create an enormous amount of shit. I mean, it's just lagoons and rivers of it that are polluting waterways. And in order to have animals live that close together, you got to give them antibiotics so they don't get sick. And in the rest of the world, they're not producing food this way. I mean, they're beginning to imitate the American model.
Only lasts about 15, 20 minutes. If it lasts an hour, give me a call. Also in the morning, nausea, vomiting, incontinence is common. If you're having any problem holding your bowels, just call Heidi up. She'll give you some Imodium or whatever we got lying around.
But the fast food industry has pioneered this industrialization of food, and we're only now seeing some of the harmful consequences. And it's not a coincidence that the last 25 or 30 years have caused, you know, the obesity that you showed in the film, but also the rise in foodborne illness and food poisoning. I mean, This is a system that's really ideal for taking really nasty bugs and spreading it far and wide, you know, through this centralized, industrialized fast food distribution system.
Well, maybe I'll just explode. My goal has always been to buy an enormous chair and then eventually sit in a chair and not get up, just eat myself until I fit into the chair perfectly, not leave the seat, eat there, shit there, and piss and just lay in it and die.
It's quite a workout we've had tonight. Today. Pre-dawn. Who can tabulate it all these days? These hand crank calculators just can't keep up anymore. Or is it the other way around?
Yeah.
All those procured properties by the entertainment business. Or is it the Nazis? They're everywhere. Somebody told me once from off planet that we like all these negative things because they give us juice to create a dynamic binary mix, kind of like a mixed drink. Of course, it's not necessary to be drunk, drink, or to imbibe, but it is a stepping off point, a platform, if you will. Here in the New Metaphysics amateur stage.
Somewhere in the middle.
Oh man, I forgot to have a career, get married, or take an in-breath some time back.
That is, Chick, who was like peppered lightning, always flashing his teeth, always spitting out dice and doodle balls. Chick would web it to the jungle and back again like a breeze. What for, you say? Why, to fetch a big, greasy missionary, to boil him in oil, that's what for. Joe, whose business it was to give that reassuring feeling of something present, Joe would keep to the background like a rubber pelvis.
Tomo?
Yeah.
Jay Cronin, selling to One Fraud Division.
Man, 15 minutes ago, the sun was out.
Yeah, in a half an hour, it will be again.
Welcome to Seattle.
So, for the past 2 weeks, I've been tracking a suspect who's been hijacking customer cellular phone numbers. You know, cloning men's. Well, the bills are approaching $10,000. When I check the numbers he's calling, it's mostly modem breath.
He's hacking.
So this morning, I went out with a cell scope, I cruised the district, and I got lucky. The cell scope identified a suspect men in use. I tracked the call to an apartment on Brooklyn Avenue.
What makes you think this guy's my cracker?
Well, when I locked onto the call, I recorded it. Check this out.
Front page of the Times.
You were front page of the Times.
Yeah, but he's a hero. Me, I'm public enemy number one. Where's the justice?
Think about it, man. The whole article's a bunch of shit. 20 million computers at risk of being hacked. Like they weren't before.
It's pretty obvious that's your guy.
Also, I do tell all my patients on this drug, keep your meals small. You will be throwing up quite a bit. Bleeding from the nose can be unexpected. Actually, it's kind of a funny story. I have a patient. He was on this drug for almost been 3 years before he passed away. And he went to this very ritzy restaurant. They bring the food. It takes 20 minutes to bring the food. And finally, they bring this plate. They put it down in front of him. He looks down at the plate. Drops of blood start falling out of his stomach. They brought him another entree, of course. But Just keep a handkerchief with you at all times, and if you get a nosebleed, just hold your head back, just dab lightly, do not blow. Whatever you do, not blow your nose.
Walt Disney and Ray Kroc, who was the founder of McDonald's, served in the same World War I ambulance corps, knew one another as young men, and I think, you know, Kroc modeled a lot of McDonald's after Disney, especially how they market children, coming up with Ronald McDonald and all these McDonald Land, Disneyland. Disneyland's the happiest place on earth.
I called Kent, and with Murph's help, he wrote a second subpoena, which was faxed to Cellular One. However, at this point, things seemed to come to a halt. It had been my plan to assemble a team of law enforcement agents, to go to the cell site, and when Mitnick went on the air, to use homing gear to track him down. Again, the FBI had put on the brakes. Special Agent Thomas had been called out on a case he knew nothing about on a Sunday night, and he made it clear that he wasn't ready to make any decisions about the next step to take without...
Happy Meal, this whole mentality of how to market to children, all about efficiency and control. I mean, you go to Disneyland, there's hidden cameras everywhere.
The involvement of some higher authority.
Everything is scripted. Everything's under control. Workers are under control.
And, you know, it should clear up in about 15 or 20 minutes.
And could track him down immediately.
And that's it. We'll do some more tests in about 3 months. We'll see what kind of results we're getting. We don't like the results. We'll put you on something stronger. Okay. All right, David. No. Don't thank me. Just the miracle of modern medicine. Yes. Oh, thanks. Yeah, we just got back from St. Bart's. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, David, I almost forgot. The insurance company sent back that claim. Yeah. They're not going to pay. No. So, do you think you'd drop a check off to Heidi on your way out? Yeah, for the whole amount, for the whole $5,000. Okay. All right, David. Okay, you too. Okay, you too. Take care.
How they market children, coming up with Ronald McDonald and all these McDonald Land, Disneyland. Disneyland's the happiest place on earth. Happy Meal. This whole mentality of...
Your ox and your donkey may have rest, and the son of your handmaid and the alien may be refreshed. Be careful to do all things that I have said to you, and don't invoke the name of other gods, neither let them be heard out of your mouth.
How to market to children. All about efficiency and control. I mean, you go to Disneyland, there's hidden cameras everywhere. Everything is scripted. Everything's under control. Workers are under control. Same is true at McDonald's. All this high technology, this kind of 50s Eisenhower era belief in technology toward a better tomorrow. I mean, in a lot of ways, that processed fast food is like the Disney version of food, this kind of weird, controlled thing.
Look for patterns by cross-referencing the data from my hack with the Brian Merrill phone records.
I'm now certain he's using Netcom as his main provider. And I bet the login times we've tracked will match one of their client accounts, an account Mitnick has probably hijacked.
Mr. Shimamura, the login times you sent us did match one of our client's accounts.
The account belongs to a G. Crimmin, a 52-year-old divorced advertising exec from Minnesota.
Perfect.
Probably reads his email once a month.
Right now he's at a telnet session. The other party is somewhere inside Israel.
You say Israel?
Positive. JSC is somewhere inside Israel.
No can tell. Martin has to be our boy.
Run any way to trace Martin's POP?
I can try.
Okay, check it out. In the course of 6 hours, he's dialed into Hawaii, Boston, Port of Spain, Dallas. Man, it's teleportation.
Ron, we just need his real POP. Just stay online a little longer. Come on. Come on.
Local call. No area code. I got it. POP's in Raleigh, Durham.
You sure?
Yes. Your boy's in North Carolina.
What does the seeker do when they go to the mountain and become enlightened? What does they come back and they chop wood. They live their life. They live their life. You're there. You're enlightened. let yourself reach beyond that enlightenment, working with the greater and grander love, with your conscious participation in the great work, the winning, the succeeding.
This book is also a broad overview of an encyclopedic subject. Now, broad overview is what I call in junk English a parasitic intensifier, the word broad. It's a byproduct of our age of hype. Overview, which was formerly a strong word, nowadays doesn't seem strong at all. So we attach a parasite to it, broad, which further sucks the vigor out of overview and makes you have to use two words to say what you used to only have to say with one. Classic junk English.
One was released, two was transferred, four was executed, five was suicide, and six, code six, Sonderbehandlung, special treatment, meant the gas chamber or sometimes a bullet.
It should not surprise us that corporate allegiance to profits will trump their allegiance to any flag. A recent U.S. Treasury Department report revealed that in 1 week alone, 57 U.S. corporations were fined for trading with official enemies of the United States, including terrorists, tyrants, and despotic regimes.
The exception. Let yourself own your enlightenment. Now, these seven things, from the spontaneity to the sense of enlightenment, work consciously, actively. Let spontaneity be a tangible part of your life, seeking beauty, hope, understanding the duality, using it, working with it. Let it become a part of your magical process. Being conscious of your presence, both conscious and unconscious presence. Allow yourself your rapport to work with illumination. And accept your enlightenment and now reach beyond its glow to a grander love, to a greater love, to your great work. Now as you do these things in the living of life, as you allow these things to be with a degree of priority, a degree of expression in your life, it can trigger the eternal moment. It can open the door and allow you to live in the moment.
Well, I think the public has a right to know what's going on with everything. I mean, who are you going to trust? You're going to trust Big Brother? You're going to trust corporations? Think they're looking out for you?
Think of hacking as a public service.
That moment doesn't last forever. It isn't continual. It's there, and you touch it, and you tap it, and you come back, and you chop wood. You touch it, and you tap it.
So what all whole ones have in common, that's how you arrive at the five tenets?
That's right.
So tenet number one is that the cosmos is composed of whole ones, and tenet two is that all whole ones share certain characteristics.
Right. Because every whole on is a whole part. It has two tendencies, or two drives, we might say. It has to maintain both its wholeness and its partness. On the one hand, it has to maintain its own wholeness, its own identity, its own autonomy, its own agency.
Everything is scripted.
If it fails to maintain and preserve its own agency or its own identity, then it simply ceases to exist. So one of the characteristics of a holon in any domain is its agency, its capacity to maintain its own wholeness in the face of environmental pressures which would otherwise obliterate it.
Computer sciences.
Tom? Hey, is that you? What the hell are you doing answering your own phone?
Who is this?
Greg Mundy, BEC. I'm your service rep. Listen, Tom, I'm calling because we've had complaints about the latest tape update that we sent out. Are you having any problems?
No, not that I know of. Hold on. Hey, Rachel, we having any problem with last month's BEC update?
Well, see, this problem is causing some systems to crash.
Jesus.
Exactly, which is why I'm sending one of my maintenance guys by to check out your machines. His name's Joe. You should be there shortly.
I'll just feel a lot more comfortable if he's been by to check out your systems. If there's any problem, he's going to find it and fix it. Because we at BEC like to stand behind our products, as you know.
Hi. Joe Turner, Binary Equipment Corporation.
Okay. Friday, at 1529, DC 404-555-7332, duration 44 minutes.
Yes, I have that.
Okay. Good way to start a Monday, huh?
Okay, Joe, it's all yours.
Let me just try a different POP. It's the same day. It's called the 612-555-6400. It's at 2222 for 49 minutes.
I have it.
See a call Sunday. It's at 0221-919-555-8900.
Yep.
Now, are they all going to the same cell site?
Matter of fact, yes.
So where is it?
Well, cell site 19. It's outside the city near the airport.
How big of an area is it?
It's a radius not larger than a mile.
Hey, Dan. You ever go trolling?
Trolling?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the van, just like trolling for albacore.
You're all set? Couldn't find a thing.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Lifesaver.
Dan, if it's okay, can Brad hang back here and use your phones?
Yeah, that's fine.
Brad, link up with Ron Bowie back at Netcom. Monitor the Kremen account. See when our guy's coming and going.
What exactly are we looking for?
Patterns. I think our guy's working from a cellular phone like he did in Seattle. Which means we can catch him.
10,000 computers at your command? And that's like your own super personal computer network.
That's awesome. What do you think your exposure is on this one?
None. With the system patch applied, they can't tell when I'm logged on. And there's no record.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what do you figure? How long is it cracking down?
36, 24 hours maybe.
Awesome.
I'm a genius.
And now, the future adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective. Today, Nick trips over a clue to the adventure of the missing shoe.
All right, fellas, wake up. What have you written for me today?
All right, listen, Monday, Nick, remember? You were missing a shoe.
Great, good, I love
okay,
it.
Okay, well, yesterday, Acme was missing a shoe.
Uh-huh. Tough, so what? Who cares?
Well, wait a minute, now get this. And this to today, you and Acme are sitting in the office.
I don't like it.
What's
the girl.
What do you mean?
What happened to the girl?
Oh, the girl. You want the girl?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, give him the girl. Manny, give him the girl.
Okay.
All right, Nick limped strode back to the office.
He's strong, Manny.
Only to find the girl waiting for the flat foot restlessly.
Hello, Nick.
Something told me you'd be here.
Betcha it was two bald riders with glasses.
Speaking of glasses, baby, there's a pair in my drawers.
I noticed.
Let's get down to business.
Oh, Nick!
We'll be back to Nick Danger after this. Today, Nick Danger is brought to you by this question.
It drives people mad, but it makes quieter engines.
That isn't a question.
Well, that's not an answer.
There is no answer. And here in the many arms of Octoglomerate, we ask the questions that can't be answered today.
from changing voices
to stretching hearts. Count on Octoglomerate.
1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Octoglomerate.
And now, back to the future adventures of Nick Danger.
I'm scared, Nick.
Don't worry, baby. I've had this operation.
Oh, what?
Never mind.
Oh, but I do mind, Nick. Like a puppy. I'll do anything you say.
Okay, sit. Now, roll over and fetch my shoe.
Oh, I can't find your shoe, Nick, but I do have this darned sock.
Sock?
Tune in again tomorrow to the Firesign Theater's Nick Danger when the script says...
Oh, my head. Wait till I get my hands on those writers.
Hey, they made us do it.
Hey, come on, Nick. You asked me to write a girl. It's
your
fault. And you come back and you chop wood. You live your life.
None of these machines were sold. They were all leased by IBM, and they had to be serviced on site once a month, even if that was at a concentration camp such as Dachau-Buchenwald.
I must have read that introduction 100 times before it went to the printer, and I never saw it. I never did. So I know junk English. You know, and I know it's a very hard habit to break. I also knew when I started junk English that in a little book, which this is, there'd only be room for the worst of the worst. So I needed to know what the worst was. So for 6 months, I lost myself in newspaper circulars and email spam and the advertising inserts in my phone bill.
As 34 nations of the Western Hemisphere gathered to draft a far-reaching trade agreement, one that would lay the groundwork to privatize every resource and service imaginable, thousands of people from hundreds of grassroots organizations joined to oppose it. Canada's top business lobbyists and its chief trade representative discount the dissent in the streets. For them, the America's 800 million citizens speak with one voice.
It has no demands, it has no expectations, it has no responsibilities other than to be in the moment, living in that moment. And these activities you can do. I don't know if I can have this light creating that domain, infusing it with mystery and all that. I don't know if I can do all that. But I can be spontaneous. And I can work with beauty and with hope, seeing the merit, the value. I can own the duality so that I can blur its boundaries and step beyond it into the more real, where there is that moment that I can live in that moment. I can be present consciously, and I can consciously open to the unconscious presence. I can illuminate and work as part of my repertoire, part of my magic, bringing illumination. I can admit that I am enlightened. It doesn't give me entitlement. It gives me privilege.
Why am I in here and you're not? What did I do that was so bad, and what did you do that was so good?
I watched infomercials and listened to talk radio and business executives and politicians. And I had to pay attention to all this, which was painful, as you can probably imagine. But in the end, certain patterns became clear. Certain words were abused all the time, like factor, focus, function, formulate, impact, quality, value. And other abuses sort of naturally aggregated into categories, which I gave interesting names to, so people would hopefully remember them, such as fat-ass phrases. Fat-ass phrases are phrases that are anchored at the end by an abstract noun.
What was the response from the industry when you came out?
You know, they really didn't like it. And they said really mean things about me. And someone actually from a British newspaper was called me up to talk about your film. And I read to him what they said about me, and he laughed. He said, that's exactly what they, you know, they must have some, like, boilerplate that they put in there about anyone who criticizes them. But I feel very fortunate in that they never sued me. In my book, I write about what McDonald's does to people who criticize them. They sue them. In Italy, last summer, they sued one of the most prominent Italian restaurant critics. And all he did was go to a McDonald's and write about how much he disliked the food.
Right.
He didn't lie about it. He didn't say, you know, anything that wasn't true. He said the French fries tasted like cardboard, you know, which to him was true. And they sued him. Now, they eventually, they backed down from that. In the case of the Greenpeace activists in England, they hired corporate spies to infiltrate London Greenpeace and sit in on their meetings for 6 months. One of these McDonald's corporate spies slept with the Greenpeace activist, you know, for months in order to get information. And
wow.
That hasn't happened to me. Has it happened to you? I think there just have to be new companies that embody a whole different point of view,
yeah,
that become bigger and bigger in the marketplace. It shouldn't have the power it has. It shouldn't have the control it has. It shouldn't be as mean as it is. You know, it's very mean to its workers. It shuts down a restaurant right after the workers vote for a union. Very few companies will shut down rather than having a union.
What do you got there?
An inexpensive version of your CellScope. It's not very directional, but it'll pick up both forward and reverse channels.
How does a private citizen get his hands on something like that?
I designed it.
Oh, makes me a little nervous.
Will you read me those minutes, Julia?
5550106.
Next.
5550120.
Next.
Got him! Left here!
We're very close.
Wow, that's close.
Pull in here. Pull in here. This building. Definitely this building.
Not better than. Different than. And these things I can do. And in the doing of them, in the mix of them, my soul and spirit will be present. And I'll find that domain with mystery expanding it. And perhaps when I least expect it, I'll be in the moment, living in the moment. And short of that, if it never gets me there, my life can be a glorious adventure, and it can abound with miracles. So let me live my life spontaneously, beautiful, hopeful, in the duality.
Modem. I don't like it when I hear that sound.
Why?
All he needs to do is upload the files, cache them someplace on the net.
Last time he used Netcom, next time who knows?
He uploads his files, erases his hard drive, and when the feds knock on the door...
What?
The knock on the door is the only warning he needs. He uploads his files someplace else, they just disappear, and only he knows where they are.
No evidence.
That's our window. We can get the files back. We just have to be in position by then.
What are you guys doing here?
Dan, I need a favor. Anybody in Raleigh have a cell site simulator?
What do you mean, like to borrow?
Yeah.
Well, I know a guy who knows a guy, but he's not exactly a member of the Better Business Bureau, you know?
Moderator, por favor.
Si, senor.
Well, you look like you could use one.
Who couldn't?
I bet 4 or 5 million. They're darn tasty.
Margaritas always taste better in Mexico.
They certainly do.
Margaritas and Coke. Gracias. One for my friend over there.
No, but that's...
Don't worry, I'm not trying to make a pass at you.
I'm not worried, but thank
you. You're that type of guy.
No, I mean, thank you. I don't mean to be rude. But...
It's all right. I'm just messing with you. I'm sorry about the Coke comment. Kind of conversation stuff.
Kinda. So, what are you doing in Mexico?
Tell me something.
Danny Wright. Harrison Reed.
Tell me something, Danny Wright.
Yes, sir.
Why the hell do you care why I'm in Mexico? Why so interested?
No reason, just hotel bar conversation, I guess.
You at the farm?
What's that?
The agency.
What?
You following me?
No.
I make it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I fucking make you?
Okay, I'm going to excuse myself. I have to go. Thank you.
No, please.
I'm very tired.
No, please. I didn't mean to word you out.
It's okay.
I just get paranoid sometimes. I was wrong, please. I'm drunk. I'm tired. I've been fornicating for the last 2 hours, and before that I was doing shit. Horrible business shit. Please, come on. I was out of order. Let's finish that drink. Come on. Here you go.
Here's your drink.
There. Here you go. I mean, you seem like a nice guy. You know, a normal guy. I'm sorry.
Really, it's all right.
So, you're in town on business? You have that way about you, Danny.
Whoa, you're so interested. Yeah?
Oh,
I'm here on business.
Is it going well?
Very well, I hope. My partner and I, he's upstairs. We just had a very good pitch session.
No shit.
Very good.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great, Danny.
I needed a day like this.
Yeah,
I had a tough couple of years. I was with this business out of Denver for 9 years. And out of the blue, they just... they laid me off. Yeah, just like that. And it was, 2.5 years ago. I've been struggling back ever since.
And today you go back.
Well, I hope.
Today, you're a man again.
Yeah.
And to be a man, after they fuck you and destroy your self-respect, well, that is a great thing.
Thank you.
Oh, those margaritas, both of them. You married, Danny?
Oh, yeah. 14 years.
Let me guess. High school sweetheart.
It's true.
Unbelievable. That fucking American dream, eh?
Well, what about you? What do you do for a living?
And kids? You got kids, Danny? Oh, no. I crossed the line.
No. You did not.
No, I did.
You did not
I
cross see. The line. No.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. We lost our son 3 years ago in a school bus accident. 14 children lived that day. And one died. I was Henry. I bad run there for a while.
Two Mexicans walk into a container.
What?
Two Mexicans walk into a container. One of them's a midget. The other's got a dick 15 inches long.
What are you saying?
I'm just trying to change the subject. So the midget says to the bartender, "They call my amigo the human swizzle stick. You know what they call me?"
This is incredible.
What?
You're very rude.
Daddy, I'm just trying to change the subject.
Thank you very much.
You want to hear the punchline? Fucking good one.